And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is on the air. It is I, Carlito, back once again. I feel so blessed tonight. Ted is with me tonight. Ted, are you blessed tonight, my friend?
Yes, I've been saved.
You're saved by the power of Jesus. My God. God bless us all here tonight. It's a special edition of Madhouse Radio. We're making up for a missed show on Thursday.
Not at all. I was going to walk off a curb.
Uh-huh.
And someone helped me back.
Well, that's good. Good. You know, it's good. There's good Samaritans out there still, is it not? I love Samaritan. I'm a big fan of Samaritanism. It's a beautiful thing.
Is that a word?
I don't know. I just made it up. If it is, it is now. If I said it, you know, a word becomes a word when someone says it. Ted, that's how I feel. I can make up a word right now just because
it's a Litvic language.
It is. It is. If I could say nardle pop, and nardle pop is the sound your finger makes when you pop it. Nardle pop. Now it is a word. It has been invented by me. I had the patent on nardle pop. Neo is also here. Neo here, returning from her sabbatical. Neo, how you doing, girl? Big Neo. Good to have you on. Big Neo's in the house. What's up, everybody? Neo.com. Big Neo.com.
Neo.com. I like to do, like, come up all these fake-ass domain names during the show.
It's fun to do, man. It's just, you got to keep it snappy, snappy. You hear me snapping? Can you hear that? That's a snap right there. Snappy to snappy.
Hey, when is Madhouse Munchies going to be up there?
Madhouse Munchies. Madhouse Munchies is up there. Have you gone to MadhouseMunchies.com yet? It's a real site.
No.
Go to it now. MadhouseMunchies.com, the sponsor of the first hour of tonight's show, everybody. Madhouse Munchies. I'm surprised. Do you guys hear applause and music at all?
Oh, my God. It is real.
I told you. They're a sponsor of our show. They have a great product. I like the Madhouse Munchies chips, man. I bought them myself. They're very crisp. They're kettle fried in peanut oil.
The original microchip.
That's right. Very small chips. It's great. They're about the size of Cheez-Its, man. And they're very thick and crispy and crunchy and flavorful. MadhouseMunchies.com. Again, the sponsor of the first hour of the show. I was asking, can any of you hear music right now, or are you not able to hear music? What is your music status? Okay.
Apparently, I hear music in my head, but I always hear music in my head.
All right, so when Tuck decides to behave, then we can get an answer. What's been going on in the news lately, folks? Any news around that?
Yep,
you?
I do.
What interesting news have you guys heard as of late? Anything in particular?
Someone ran over a body in Hayward.
That's sad. A body?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Somebody threw a body onto the highway close to where both Neo and I live, and people ran over it several times.
Ooh. It was dead before, though. It wasn't a suicide. It was actually a body at that point, a corpse.
At some point it was.
I can poke at.
Wow, that's sad. Ted,
there is news surrounding the PCU thing.
All right, well, give us the news, because I'm out of the loop as usual. What is that news?
Breaking news.
I just played it. I'm working on your guys' audio over there, but trust me, I played it.
So KDK says that PCU is dying, and he doesn't want to run it. He wants to run something called Fart Steam Radio,
okay.
where he will play punk music and comedy and pranks.
That's a really eclectic mix. That might work, though. You never know. Punk music, comedy, you know, those are the three things he likes, so why not, man? Good for him.
Yeah, he said that running PCU wasn't fun for him anymore because he never listened to it.
Oh, really? He's just not into it anymore. Well, you know, he's got to change it up, you know? He's got to do a new product.
Go with what you know.
Go with the flow you know. That's right. Tuck.
Go with what you know.
Tuck, you got headphones, man? Because I hear my sexy voice every time you're talking.
You got headphones, man? Because I hear my sexy voice.
Wow, my voice sounds really nice and deep, but like a baritone over there. Wow, that's nice. Tuck, get some headphones on. I'm going to have to mute you for the time being. Get your headphones on and give me the high sign, and I'll put you back on. That's Tuck.com, everybody.
Barry
Tuck.
White on the Madhouse tonight.
Barry White, baby, over here with all the love. Big bowl of love for you tonight. I don't have any Barry White, you know. I really need to play some Barry White. I don't know. I don't even have that one song that everyone listens to that I got to know for YOLO, babe. All right, so KDK, are you going to take over PCU? What's the story now? What's the plan?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to run PCU. I started working on a website with Tuck Artistic Help. It's in its first incarnation at PCUradio.tedweb.net.
Okay, PCUradio.tedweb.net. All right, it sounds interesting, man. I hope it works out. I would hate to see PCU disappear like that. Has it really been dying lately? I mean, I see the listeners are up as they've always been, you know. Maybe not for the live shows, but you guys only have like 30 slots right now, right? Or Lego's donating another 200 or something like that. You guys got a weird arrangement with him. Well, that's interesting.
I don't know. I'm probably just going to start a stream on my server and just not deal with the Lego.
Yeah, just go independent. Cut all, you know, everybody should have their own thing, I think, is what's ending up happening here now. It's kind of weird how things have evolved like that, but hopefully we can all remain amicable as we have. And, you know, you're more than welcome to be on my station if you ever want to, Ted, and anybody else who's in the TeamSpeak now, and I'm sure that would go likewise if Tuck ever had his station up and running. Tuck's thinking about it. I don't know if that's secret or not, but Tuck's talking about getting a station going up and stuff. If not, I just let the cat out of the bag, Tuck. I'm sorry. The cat out of the back. Cat out of the bag.
Well, on one of Ted's streams. It would be on one of
Ted's streams? Okay.
It would be like on my own because, you know.
I would probably just give you a
stream. Dreams
and
streams.
Do whatever you
want. It would be on the Ted Network. That's good. My laptop keeps crashing.
That's
here. Fuck, dude, man. Damn laptop keeps crashing.
Steven R. has been making out great with his own stream.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. He's got his listeners and everything. He seems very happy about that, very excited. He wants to run it 24/7, he told me. Is he at that point yet?
No, but he's trying to get there. And he just has shows where he argues with his school friends and breathes very heavily into the microphone.
Yeah, he's always in the breathing. He's always like, I can't even do it right. Like that. He's always Stephen R. He sounds like he just did laps every time he talks, but that's just him sitting down. The effort of talking sitting down is like making him sound like he's winded from doing like 50 laps or something. It's so crazy, that guy. He's a good kid, though, but man. And Nunu getting kicked in the chat room. Nunu just got kicked in the chat room by the security. That's what you get, Nunu. Learn your lesson. Behave yourself and know your role. Excuse me. And now he's back. Anyway, I can't seem to start talk to you tonight, so whatever. We're going to do some prank calls.
Well, I had to show some power.
Yeah, I got a lot of numbers here to call tonight. The phone's ringing already. From who, I wonder? This would be Milkman on the line. Let's talk to Milkman. Let's get an update from the Milkman, everybody. Hang on, Milkman. Don't go anywhere, man. Milkman!
The darkness falls.
Son of a gun. As a lone masked man. Milkman sucks. I lost the milk.
The satellite fell out of the sky.
Milkman has died, everybody. Milkman dying here tonight live on Madhouse Radio Saturday Night Special. We all bid you farewell, sir. Good man, that Milkman. Tuck is just dead.
Tuck is that motherfucker owe me $10.
Milkman. Milkman.
Oh, there we go. Milkman.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Milkman. How are you tonight?
Hey, man. I've been talking to you, but you're not acknowledging me. Here.
Talk show isn't working, my son. I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
You can hear me, yeah, but I don't have any control over talk show. I can say stuff on talk show, but you can't hear. You know what I'm trying to say? Just understand me, okay? Listen to me. You hear me?
I hear you.
Good. How's it going, Milkman? We want an update on the Milkman tour.
Update on, okay, yes.
Yes.
The Wheels Across America, Rascal Scooters Western Tour, is coming along quite fine. Tonight, this episode of Madhouse, Wheels Across America Tour, the Rascal Scooters sponsoring this segment, featured to you right here in Denver, Colorado.
You're in Colorado now.
Yes, sir, man. We got a heavy rain, icy rain, and it's about ready to turn into some snow.
Well, that's good. That's going to be really safe to drive
in. I'm out here working diligently. It's a factory, the Rascal Scooters factory. And I'm going to do a small press release, a surprise press release, only right here in the Madhouse.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, please do. The breaking news is already in effect.
All right. Excellent. You can hear that, but I can confirm that.
That's right.
Due very soon, coming to a Rascal Scooters dealership near you, either by the end of the year, hopefully by Christmas, or maybe at the first of the year for the 2008 models, the new Madhouse Rascal Scooter mobile model will be available.
Wow. I can't wait for that.
Right here. It'll carry our Madhouse fist logo right on the side of it.
No.
The traditional Madhouse collars. It'll come with a high-powered motor. Dude, this thing is bad. It's streamlined. I've been testing out. I just did a test burnout a minute ago.
Right.
Thing looks nice, man. It's got serious power. Y'all will be proud. It even has the incline stretcher action there for the oversized ones. You know, so if Jack Masterson wants to take a spin, there's room for him even.
Jack Masterson can even fit in. That's horrible. Poor Jack. What would you do to the poor old Jack Masterson, man? The guy can barely...
Well, I mean, the guy's got to get around, so why not use Masterson indoors designed by the Madhouse?
Yeah, well, super, man, super. So it's good to know that you're back in motion over there. You got your Rascal Scooter all lubed up and everything good to go.
Come exactly,
happy for
man.
You.
We're spreading the word. The Madhouse is taking a flame in the West once again.
A flame. A flame, huh? Okay. Whatever that means.
A flame.
All right. So you're going to be joining us on a as available basis here, you said? For the
exactly.
time being.
Well, actually, I've been on talk to you for a while, but obviously we've got a problem with that.
Yes, I do.
Once the implementation of the manufacturing process here comes, and I'll have a better idea of what the scheduling will be, and I may be able to like do complete live segments once again soon.
Okay.
But at the moment, they're trying to get this pushed out by Christmas.
By
so
Christmas.
We're on a big 24-hour here, 24/7 thing going on right now, and I'm doing 12 sevens every week trying to get the development team up and get this thing implemented. And I think everybody'll be proud of it. There's even an option for a mobile phone in the Rascal Scooter too. So it's
no kidding.
Cool.
So you're going to be like all automated.
Red flag.
Well, that's awesome, dude. Good.
Exactly,
good,
man.
Good. You're going to have your satellite link up for sure now. And wherever you go, you're going to be able to...
And you know what? The number one phone number on there, if you press *9,
uh-huh,
we'll bring it right up. The Madhouse hotline.
911.
788-5-0-9, baby.
That's the one, man. Good. It's good. It's about time we started getting that type of respect around here, man.
There you go,
get our mobile going and shit.
People are catching it, and it's catching fire, man. So I just want to make a report here. You have...
Wow. That was loud, huh?
Excellent. Yes, sir.
Blow your eardrums at that?
Yeah, actually, it feels pretty good, man. I think I got my earbuds in now.
Good. Well, hey, man, it's good to talk to you. You want to stay on and do a prank call or listen in on a prank call with me?
Can I stay on without getting this? Yeah, I've got a signal bar 7 here.
Well, let me try to get you on. I'm trying to load up TalkShoe here as like quickly as possible. Let me.
All right. Well, if you can do that during the side, man, then you
that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm going
to
be over in the noisy part of the manufacturing facility here very shortly. They're calling me in here to do a test fit up here. So
oh yeah. Well, you got to put your finger in it.
No, actually, they want to. Make sure that the dimensions are available for us less mobile users.
Okay. Okay.
So they're going to take dimensions and make sure that the seating angles are proper, that, you know, you can scoot it back and forth and recline and still drive.
Good.
What's really cool about it is you have a full reclining position and you can still drive this thing.
Okay. Well, super. That sounds fun, man. That sounds fun. And it would be kind of interesting to see if we could actually hear you while you're on the job or something like that, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to get to that part of the manufacturing facility.
Good.
So let me know what you got in mind here, because I will head to the facility here in a matter of moments once you've got a plan there.
Yeah, what normally goes on in the facility, though? Anything fun?
Huh?
Anything fun, anything goofy go on in the facility anytime?
Actually, we'll have to see. I just trying to work with the team here. Everybody's out on different assignments at the moment. We've got about 20 people on our team right now, and each one's in different parts of the facility, so you're trying to get everything up to par.
Okay, good.
We're in a rush. We're in the rush mode, trying to make the Christmas team.
Okay, good. Well, hey, the good news is I'm in TalkShoe now, so you're good to go on TalkShoe again.
All right, I'll head over there.
All right.
I'd like to say hello and welcome back to our longtime old friend and fan of the Madhouse, Nia. Welcome back, girl.
Yeah, Nia was
glad
in the house.
Glad to hear you're alive. I'm very excited.
Of course she's alive. Yes. What are you trying to say?
Of course.
Yeah.
Always the man, the noble man, the gentleman, the scholar.
Ted.
We love you, Ted.
He's a man. You know what I'm saying.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to sign out of here, guys. I will be over there, and I shall be listening.
Bye, milkman. Take care of yourself.
I hear a lot of noise in my end, because I'm going to be doing some work, so...
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting. Try to join in as often as you can. Don't get in trouble. I don't want you to know a lot of places you can.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I won't be in trouble.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and just pocket this thing and keep right on going.
All right. Well, behave yourself. All right.
All right. Man.
All right.
Thanks. I'll check back in a little bit later, and if not.
Okay, milkman.
All right, man. Have a good show.
All right, man.
Kick some ass for me.
Yes, sir.
Remember Rascal Scooters?
Yes.
Madhouse, man.
Yes.
Performing your nearest dealership.
Yes.
We're coming
yes.
soon, baby.
Yes, yes, milkman.
Carlito autographed model, too.
Okay.
Coming soon.
All right.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Like a retarded penguin sometimes, you guys. He's just like, blah, blah, blah. Could you guys hear him at all? I don't think you guys could hear him at all, could you? Ted, Brandon Vegas.
No, I heard him just...
You heard him? That's good. I'm glad you heard him. I was afraid you guys wouldn't be able to hear him. Okay, anyway, we're continuing the show. We're going to do some prank calls now. And you guys are ready to join in on calls, too. Ted, we can test it out now, but in theory, you should be able to be heard by anybody on the phone now, man.
I could just call.
Or you could just call in, that's right. But anyway, we need to do prank calls. We've been BSing here for like 40 minutes. Let me get this over here.
Yeah, you know what? I'll call you on Skype if you want. That's probably easier.
You're going to call me on Skype? From Skype? Call the... call the phone, right? The phone so we can conference some calls? Probably better.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and do that. That'll make it easier for the time being. And we're going to go ahead and... see what we got available here. We got a Baskin Robbins and a Godfather's Pizza. That's in Syracuse, Nebraska. We have Circle K Food Store. A woman answered there. That's in California. San Dimas. Is this really a San Dimas? I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's like that movie with the phone booth where they went back in time and they kidnapped Abraham Lincoln. That was cool. They got that Circle K 76. 76, this is a 76 brand of gas. You don't see that a lot anymore. Hi, Weisfool. We also have Dairy Queen and Popeye's famous fried chicken. Weisfool, you're banned. And that's about it. 7-Eleven, yada, yada, yada. We got a ton of goofy numbers here to call tonight, everybody. And maybe we'll do some international calls as well here in a little bit. This is Ted, I presume.
Hello, Carlito.
The Godfather's Pizza thing sounds like a good idea. Think of your name and go with it.
Hang on, let me turn the phone up here. There we go. What's up, bro?
Hey, I'm done.
Good, we got you on the line. Just going to go ahead and turn that on. Venison is saying that we should work with the we got a Godfather's... What do you say now, Venison? Can you repeat that, please? Venny.
Yeah, I said, you know, you should try the Godfather's Pizza. I mean, come on. With a name like God, with a name like Carlito, come on, there you go.
Yeah, that's what Venison says. We might try that. Baskin-Robbins and Godfather's Pizza together at last, man. Pizza and ice cream at the same time. I have an idea for that, Ted, if you know where I'm going with that. Imagine it. Baskin-Robbins and Godfather's Pizza. We got to put the two together, man.
Dark Marshall's and wants ice cream pizza.
Yeah. This sounds bad. Hang on.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea with the other phone line. Okay, everybody. We're going to call the Baskin-Robbins and Godfather's Pizza in one. That would be Baskin-Father's Robinitza. And just a moment, the first prank call of the night.
Godfather's.
Hello,
Pizza,
is this.
Can I help you?
Is this Baskin-Father's Robinitza?
Nope.
Is this Baskin-Robbins and the pizza place?
Nope.
Is this the pizza place, Louise? Hello? Jesus Christ.
What do you got to do to order a damn pizza around here? Let's wait for the man to come back. The man with the plan will be here in a moment, everybody, and we will continue the deal. Ted, you take it again, because obviously she doesn't want to talk to Puerto Ricans.
To place a call, press 1.
I think that's what it is.
To listen to your...
Good luck, Ted.
Are we calling the same lady?
Yes.
Godfather, this is Sue. Can I help you?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
I'd like to place an order, please.
No, we're closed.
Oh, come on. It's like this is the last restaurant open at this hour.
No, they closed at 10 o'clock.
Well, they did, but you didn't. So, okay, what I want is... one large pizza.
We are closed. They are closed.
Okay, well, just a side question here. Could I come in and use the ovens, maybe?
Nope.
Well, what if I did all the work myself?
What a C word. I'm trying not to cuss as much anymore. Ted, I'm trying to be as nice language as possible.
PG.
I'm trying to be as PG-13 as possible lately.
Well, they do curse a little in PG-13, I think. Yeah. They use words like ass.
Yeah.
And dick.
To place a call, press
okay.
1.
Let's shut that guy off first, because he'll just keep talking and talking, that guy. That was kind of fun. I will have to call her later.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Milkman said that he was working on it was decommissioning a oil refinery.
That's right.
What is his business about Rascal Scooters?
He's just weird. It's this thing. Since the first show, he's always been like, Rascal Scooters, Rascal Scooters. I'm like, all right, man, whatever you say, buddy. Rascal Scooters.
Okay, I thought he had, like, gotten like, some permanent job as, like, a plant manager or something. Rascal Scooters.
No.
I've never heard this thing before.
No, I don't think it was Rascal Scooters. He closes down plants and trains people on closing plants or something. I don't know how it works. But whenever they close a plant or open a plant somewhere, he's going to be there. I don't know what kind of plants. I think it's oil and energy plants and stuff like that.
Do we have any UK numbers?
The UK, the British K, do we? No. No, I don't. Let me see. I'm sure we'll have them soon if we don't have them yet. You know how lonesome loser is with that. He'll be pretty quick with getting it up. I don't see it yet, though, no.
Okay.
We'll keep looking at it.
Google Maps and find, like, a...
Oh, wait, we do. Hang on. Hello. We have, in Barnsley, England, we have Mark Stone, and we also have Kim W. Chan in Barnsley, England as well. Where's Barnsley, England? That sounds kind of fun. Barnsley. And we got two. Barnsley. All right, I'm going to send them to you immediately. Yeah. Post haste.
Post haste.
There you go. You should see that now.
Yeah, somehow I think Kim Chan is not going to have an English accent, but you never, never know.
You never know. That's right. Go ahead and give it a try. And I'll play a little tune here. Milkman, stand by. I'll get you on as soon as I can. I lost you again, man. Not going to work.
Hello.
Good morning, Mark.
No, you've got the wrong house.
No. This is Jack. I have a question for you.
For me?
Yes. You live at 333 Burton Road, Barnsley, England, do you not?
Yes.
Excellent. Then this question is absolutely for you. Do you fancy a bomb?
Who the fuck?
Hello?
I don't know. Do you fuck, Ted?
Occasionally.
Do you fuck? Well, that is what we're asking, sir, if you were paying attention. Shit. All right. Try the other one. Try
Chris is asking me what my call quality was.
It sounded good. You sounded good. Try Kim Chan. Let me try to take that one.
Do you fuck?
Do you fuck? Stupid ass guy.
So, yeah, alright, so Kim Chan.
A
very English sounding.
Yeah, I'll explain that one.
In Barnsley, England.
Yes, sir.
Hajime.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, love?
Hello.
Hello, how are you, love?
Who are you?
Lovey. Miss Chan?
Hello.
Miss Chan, how are you?
Who?
You, Chan, Kim Chan. Kimmy. Kimmy Chan.
Sorry, I turned my mic mute off in the wrong direction.
Oops. Would you put it on blast? Oops. You put it on double mic instead of mute. Fuck. Is she still there or is she gone?
I'm gonna call her back.
Yeah, call her back. Let's call Channy back. We need to call Walmart again. Remember that whole deal we had? That was fun.
Oh, with Bubba Johnson?
Yeah.
Now look at here.
Now.
Sorry, I fucked this up. I'm gonna put my...
Kim. Kim Doll. Hello, Kimmy. Kimison. Kim Chang... Ching Chang Chong, hello. Damn you.
Walla Bing Bang. Do you know how Chinese kids get their names?
I heard you throw pots.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, you throw pots.
The baby is born, the mom throws a walk across the room, or whatever sound it makes, that's the baby's name.
Clang. How come
Clang,
there's no...
Clang, bang, wah, 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 wah.
I've never heard of a Chinaman called Clang. Clang, that'd be a great name, Clang.
My name is...
My name is Chan Clang. All right,
we're like really, really politically.
We're being stupid. Yeah, we're being racist too. I said this in the chink word. I said Chinaman. That's a rude word.
That's right. It's Asian American.
Yeah.
But what if the person's in the UK is an Asian British person?
I don't know. Asian Britain?
Asian Britain.
Like, what do they call? They have African Britons? Or, we have African Americans. What do they call them there? Black? I think they just call them blacks. I asked somebody once, and they said, we just call them blacks. Like, really? Yeah, it's acceptable term is blacks. I think it is, seriously. Someone told me that once. I don't know. Maybe Asian immigrant? I don't know. That's a good question. We should really find out.
They just call them what they are and get over it.
Yeah. They keep it real.
Keep it real.
None of that. Yeah, real dumb. None of that PC shit. All right. We've got
Should we call people in Bristol?
Do you have numbers in Bristol? I don't have those yet. I've got a 7-Eleven in Compton. You're an Indian guy answer. Let me call that one. That might be fun. Let's try that.
The conference is now locked.
And here we are. Now the police is out here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You hear the police going by. Oh, man. Hey, what's up? Is this the Indian guy at the 7-Eleven? Yes, is this the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, this is 7-Eleven.
I'm looking for store 13486. Is this you, over?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, I have to take you home. Hi. Charlie.
Hello.
Jeez.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah?
Yeah, is this store 27161?
What's that?
Is this store 27161?
No, wrong number, sir.
Is this the bodega? Sir, god damn it. That is store 27. I got proof. Let me call him back. Hang on. I don't appreciate being told it's not it when it is. Wait a second. I'll take care of business here in a moment. Get one on the line.
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, we'll get the UK on the line.
Hello?
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 Yeah?
Who this?
Hello?
My name is Mr. Wang. Who are you?
Well, I'm Lakshman.
You who?
I'm Lakshman.
Why you call this number?
Which number?
You called my number.
No. I didn't call
this number. Why you call this number?
I did not call this number.
Explain now.
Huh?
Explain now why you call.
I did not call.
I had lots of people in restaurant. I have to move quickly. What's your order?
No, I don't have any order.
Why you call? You don't have order.
I did not call. At what time somebody
busy,
had called?
Busy man. I'm a very busy man. Why you have order?
Okay, I mean, at what time somebody had called you? I did not call you.
Very busy here, very busy.
I don't mind whether you're busy or not. I did not call you, that's all.
What offense that guy took you. I did not call. What did he say his name is? What the hell?
No, I just did to him what the people in the restaurants do to me all the time here. Like, if I take more than 2 seconds to order.
To place a call,
let me call him this time. Hang on.
Please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish to call.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the 7-Eleven? Hello?
Hung up with the quickness.
Hello, sir?
This is an answering machine. Please leave your message.
This is an answering machine.
Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
Okay.
To listen to your recorded call.
Jeez.
Yeah, you got that? You got that, the Cross Keys Hotel? Did you see that there, buddy?
I just dialed it and got the answering machine.
Oh, well, some hotel that is. Piece of shit hotel.
Well, it's a confirmed number, too, which is kind of weird.
No kidding. Sons of guns.
Here we go again.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. It's the Cross Keys Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning. Got an answering machine about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah?
Are you on the job now?
No, it's 6 o'clock. Who's this?
This is Barty. I'd like to make a reservation.
See you, tits.
Reservation? What for?
For what? For a room. Be arriving in about 15 minutes.
No, we haven't got we don't do rooms.
What do you mean you don't do rooms?
We don't do rooms. We don't do rooms.
This is a hotel, isn't it?
No, it's a public house.
Oh, it's a brothel then.
You know what? That'll do me right. Can I have a short Asian woman?
That's good. It's a brothel, then. Damn it. Rubbish, as they say.
It's a public house.
I don't know. What the hell is a public house? Maybe it's like a hostel. I don't know.
Yeah,
or a shelter. Maybe a shelter. I don't know. Whatever, man. That's funny, though. Those guys, they try. You know, they try. Those are good guys, those Brits, man.
They try to keep their composure and be polite.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard from Jin? I saw on his site that he decided to come back or stay around or not sell out or something. Did you see that?
Really? No, I haven't been to JinStewart.com in a while.
JinStewart.com. Yeah, he posted something that he's going to do, update his podcast as soon as possible, I think he said, something of that nature. He decided not to sell off, and he just kept all his material up. He got a $50 bid from somebody.
Okay, 7th of October. Jin Stewart lives on. I will update the podcast whenever I can.
That was last Sunday. So, about seven days ago, yeah. Less than 7 days ago, because it just turned 1 o'clock
that's
here in
cool.
Eastern. Yeah, that's good. Good to know that he's going to be around still.
You know what's crazy about the whole prank call thing? It seems like once somebody has started doing it, they can't give it up. I don't know. At least that's true for me.
They come back to it, you think? You think it's just like a nest that just pulls you back in? A deadly web, so to say?
Yeah, kind of like meth or something.
Like meth. like crack. The phone just talks to you like a crack pipe talking to a crackhead. You know you want to.
Well, you know what? Somebody
you know you
I don't know if you remember Rebel from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he said that the reason why he stopped doing pranks was because that's exactly what it was for him. It was an addiction.
Really?
And that he had an addictive personality and that because he was deriving so much pleasure from it that it had to be unhealthy.
Wow. He had some guilt issues, huh?
Oh, we got another UK number.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. There we go. Speaking of which, right, let's see. Speaking of guilty, we have...
Ardsley House Hotel Limited.
Yeah. What is that?
You want to talk to them?
Yeah, that's called the Ardsley House. I'll start that one out.
Ardsley.
Ardsley. All right.
Ardsley.
I get this great baritone voice coming in tonight. It sounds great. This is Carlito.
Everyone's got some competition.
Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Minister. How are you tonight, sir?
Pardon?
This is Al Roker. How are you, sir?
All right.
Good, good. Could you put me down for two spaces, please, sir?
Pardon?
Two spaces. I would like you to put me down for two spaces, please, my good man.
Two spaces for what, sir?
Two spaces for reservation, please.
Yep. What day is for, sir?
As soon as possible, please. What is your next available space?
Tonight?
Tonight, very well. What time is it now? I'm on an American phone. I don't know.
It's 10 past 6 in the morning.
10 past 6 in the morning. Well, I'm sorry. I hope I did not wake you, sir.
No, it's all right. I've been up all night, Porter.
Ah, party down. So, what, do you use a computer machine there? How are you going to go about this?
Yeah, just look through the computer, see what we've got.
You guys sound funny, man. You guys sound hilarious. I love listening to you French people talk, man. It's great. You guys crack me up with your voice.
What size room would you like, sir?
Whatever you say, buddy. Yeah, you got the size down to the spaces. What are your spaces ranges?
Honey.
Yes.
Honey, don't forget to ask if we get free escargot with the room.
Escargot. Those are those little snails, right?
Escargot. What's escargot?
Escargot. And we need Chardonnay wine also.
Oh, I'd love Chardonnay.
Chardonnay wine.
Everything.
Yes, that Chardonnay wine. I do. This is my wife on the line. We've been married for all of 2 years. We're celebrating our 28th month anniversary this month, my sir.
Uh-huh.
But we like to keep separate spaces.
Yeah, he snores too much.
Well, it's the snoring on an account that she also has a lot of problems with her abdominis, and it can get rather smelly when she uses the restroom.
All right.
So we'd like to have separate. Now, do you have communal bathrooms there? Because that's not going to work out.
Yeah, we tried the whole shared water closet thing, and that was
just
a disaster.
And how clean are they? Are they sanitized, or are they just sterilized or sanitized, or...
Yeah, they're clean.
Well, we require sterilized, not sanitized. And I trust you understand what the difference is.
I have an immunodeficiency disorder, so the room has to be sterilized.
So, well, yes.
Yeah.
Especially the bathroom. Okay, yeah, I mean, we can do a cotton swab behind the toilet, and if it comes back positive, then it could be a problem, my good man.
Mm-hmm.
You got that down?
Yeah.
Can you read
You know what I've done, like, if I don't have the proper equipment to sterilize things, I'll just get the room really, really hot, and then pour Lysol all over everything.
Right, yep.
Is that what you'd do?
Not usually, no.
Do you have Lysol here in this country, or perhaps some...
Lysol? What's that?
Well, it's like a spray that sterilizes things.
No, we haven't got that.
Well, what would you use? Do you have a spray in a can that sterilizes things? Do you have anything like that here?
Oh, honey, you know what they could use?
Gasoline.
Lousing powder.
Or gasoline. Gasoline. So do you have gasoline?
Yeah, we got gasoline.
Oh, petrol. You call it petrol, is it not?
That's right.
Yeah, we're not using that, though.
Remember last time we went to France, they used petrol.
That's right.
We're not... It's not France, though.
The hell you say?
Pardon?
The hell you say? The hell you say this is not France? We paid good money to be flown to France, sir. Now, where is this?
This is the UK.
I'm at the Heathrow Airport in Paris, France, sir, and I'm waiting for my shuttle. Now, what is your status, please? Sir. That was retarded. I totally ruined that. I don't know where it was going.
I thought it was fun.
Oh, good. Hey, Ted, you know what? You're a trooper, my friend. Thank you for bringing that.
Well,
the international calls are being brought to you by Ted tonight, everybody. Ted.com.
Yes, and Skype, soon to be owned by eBay. Or is it already owned by eBay now?
Are you for real? Why would they want to buy Skype? What is that about? What kind of conglomeration is that? That makes no business sense to me.
I don't know. I think eBay just bought it, is what I heard. So.
What would they have planned for that other than they just want to own Skype? I don't understand. Are they going to advertise on it? Maybe make it free again?
I don't know. I'm kind of worried because I liked Skype the way it was, and once eBay gets its filthy hands on it.
I don't know. Maybe Skype is going to go legit with eBay money. You know what I'm trying to say? Maybe they're going to make Skype their telecommunications arm or something like that.
No, I read that eBay is having trouble making a profit with Skype, so...
Wow.
I don't know.
With Skype?
So Skype doesn't go away.
Is Skype making a profit at all? It would have to.
Right?
It's pretty popular. I mean, I hear it everywhere. Skype, Skype, Skype. I'm surprised if it isn't. What about Vonage? Is Vonage still banned in America or whatever? That they couldn't pick up new subscribers? Whatever happened with that deal?
I don't know. My brother has Vonage, and I guess that he is able to keep his. I don't know about new subscriptions being banned. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I heard it was actually banned for about a month, and then they got an appeal in some district court. Of appeals, and they were able to pick up new subscribers, but it was only going to be for a brief amount of time. I think it was Sprint was suing them for copyright infringement, even though, because they said they had been using technology that Sprint had copyright on. Voice over internet was theirs or something. I don't know, whatever.
The Texco in Manchester?
I didn't get that one. You can call it. Let's do it.
Texaco.
You take that one. I did the last one.
It's a 24-hour filling station.
Filling station. Those guys got some weird things, they say.
Uh-oh. Wait. I need to do plus 4-4.
Milkman is now on. Milkman is now on.
Nothing
to bother. Yeah, man, what up?
Sorry?
Yeah, this the filling station, Texaco?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I bought some gas up in there. I'm traveling around to England and stuff.
Sorry?
I'm traveling around Manchester and stuff with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I bought some gas up in there, and it's been broke down in my car.
Yeah.
So my car broke down, and I think it's because of y'all gas up in there.
Gas. You need gas or you want petrol? What do you want?
Now, look, listen to me when I speak, right?
Yeah.
I bought some petrol, I guess you call it, from your station there.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I put it in my car and stuff. I drove about 5 kilometers down the street.
Yeah.
And my car done caught fire.
It's fire?
It caught fire, man. Car blew up.
Blew up? I don't know about anything, my friend. You're supposed to be coming in the morning time and talk with my manager, my friend.
Will your manager be blowing cars up?
Yeah, I don't know about anything. You should be coming and talk with my manager,
my
friend.
Can you talk to my friend Jack?
Yeah, really?
Because he was in the car with me and he heard some strange things. And Jack Masterson, now he's a big boy. But he's got... He told me some stuff.
Yeah?
Hey, Jack, talk to this fool.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Yeah, sir.
Yeah, man. Are you right?
I used to be a mechanic, and it sounds like you got some, either some sand or some sugar in the gasoline down there. Does your gasoline, petrol stuff usually come with sugar or sand inside of it as well?
I don't know, but to be honest, my friend, I'm just working, yeah? That's why I can't say anything. You should be coming in the morning time and talk with manager, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, so why are you talking over me? Please listen to my situation. We went to your filling station, we put in petrol, and we started driving. All of a sudden, it sounded like... like that, right? And it stopped. So I put a siphon inside the gas tank, and I swallowed some of it. It tastes really sweet. I think there's some sugar in it. Seems to be caramelized.
In gas tank?
Yes. It seems to be
You're not selling gas here,
my friend? There's caramelization in your petrol, sir.
Yeah, because he got diabetes, and his sugar went up after he drank the gas in
there. Yes. I usually like the smell of gas. Hello? Hello? Who's in charge of your petrol there?
Yeah, it seems like they come in the morning time. That's what I'm saying, my friend. I can't say anything. You know, you should be...
I'm not your manager. Shut up.
You want me to borrow your car?
Shut up. I'm not your friend. You shut up. I'm not your friend. You're not my friend.
No. I need to borrow your car then.
Don't make any assumptions that you're my friend, sir.
Yeah, Jack ain't got no friends. He ain't
okay, call with my manager, man. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, my friend.
Okay, my friend.
Whatever. Okay, my friend. Bye-bye. Thank you. Come again. Okay, good. That was fun. All right, who else can we call here? We got Patty.
Patty Cake.
Baker's Man. What is the... oh, fuck it. Who cares? Patty is her name. Let's see about this. This guy's buddy wants us to phone his sister and mess with her. He's gonna get us a number. His sister's name is Patty. She works at Lordco. She got fired last week, and it was all because of some horseplay at work. Tell her it has all been worked out, but she has to stop being a bitch at work, and she will be hired back tomorrow. So apparently, this guy's sister got fired from her job, and he wants us to fuck with her.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, no. And it's kind of weak sauce, my friend. What else we got for Lonesome Loser? We got the Fairy Queen in Australia, man. Wow, look at that.
The Fairy Queen Productions.
Yeah.
In Everton Park, Queensland, Australia. Yeah.
Can you make that so?
I would make it so.
Make it so, number one.
It's children's parties.
Ooh.
They do children's parties.
Okay, good. I'm going to audition as a clown.
Yeah, Jack Masterson's a clown. Oh, kids.
This is Fingers the Clown. Fingers the Clown.
Fingers the Clown. Oh, that's evil.
I have a story about that, Ted. I'll tell you after the call. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Fairy Queen?
Yes, it is.
How much is your booking?
$240.
Is that U.S.?
I'm sorry?
Is that U.S. dollars or what?
No, it's Australian dollars.
Do you know what the exchange rate is?
Like, no, I'm sorry. I think it's about 83 cents at the moment.
Oh, come on. You got to give me even, dollar for dollar. Dollar's a dollar.
Are you in Australia or America?
Well, I'm an American. My name is Jack Masterson, and I'm actually a clown. And I'm running a party over here as a clown, but I needed some backup. It just became a much bigger act than it was originally. You understand? What kind
of, I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you.
Well, do you have... Well, I'll give you Australian dollars. Well, what kind of services do you have? Do you have elephants, clowns, jugglers? What do you do?
No, we just have fairies, and we do fairy parties, kids' fairy parties. If you have a look at my website, that's probably about as much information as I can
give. Well, I've seen the website, damn it, and yes, I would like fairies here. This is an all-girl party. They don't seem to be into me. I'm a clown.
Well, we're in Australia. We don't do parties in America.
I'm in Australia. I'm in Queensland here, ma'am. We're having a birthday party for the commissioner's daughter. The commissioner's daughter.
Sorry, you're confusing me. I'd asked you if you were in America, and you said you were.
Ma'am, listen, I am an American. I thought you said, am I an American? And I said, yes, I am an American, but I am in Australia right now. I'm in Australia!
Okay, and you're a clown doing a party, is that right?
Well, I'm Fingers the Clown. Fingers the 300-pound clown, and they don't seem to be into me, I guess because they're girls. We saw on the website you had a fairy queens, and we're wondering how soon you can be here. We'll pay top dollar, Australian dollars.
Today?
Today.
I'm sorry, I can't today. I've got like 12 fairies, and they're all out booked today.
All those fairies, and you have no action at all?
Well, I've got 7 parties on today. I've got lots of action. I just don't have any fairies that I could send for you today.
Well, you're out of fairies. Do you have any faggots available?
You probably have to try somewhere else for that.
What about queers?
Probably have to try somewhere else for that one as well.
What about homos?
Probably somewhere else. What about
Peter Puffer?
Best of luck, hey.
Hey, let me talk to your mom. I heard she's a big lesbo. That was so crass. Alright, that was kind of fun.
Put your mom on the phone.
She's a big lesbo. That was stupid. I'm sorry, Ted.
Don't apologize. It's all for fun.
Yeah.
I like the 300-pound clown thing.
Fingers the 300-pound clown. Okay, the story is... I went to a all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet once in Daytona Beach, and they had a clown there for the kids blowing up balloons, and his name was Fingers the Clown, and he weighed about 400 pounds, and he had the whole breathing thing like I do with Jess. That's where I got the Jack Masterson thing from, because he would actually be like, oh, like that, filling up balloons. He'd blow them. He'd blow the balloon like to make a balloon animal, and he'd be like, oh, like so winded, just blowing up the balloon. It was so sad. His name was Fingers the Clown. He was about, wow. He must have weighed easily 400 pounds. I think they paid him in food. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, God.
Like, I think he would straight up sit at the end of the aisle, of the food aisle, you know, where you go to get your food. He was at the end of it. And I think every once in a while he'd turn around and get himself some, like, you know, like a fried chicken wing or a, you know, like a fried wonton or something and pop it in his mouth. It was wicked. Fingers the Clown.
Yummy.
And that's where I got one. That's what the inspiration for Jack Masterson right there, everybody who did not know. That is a true madhouse moment. There you go. Ted, any ideas? Any plans?
I'm going to call Tesco Metro.
Tesco Metro, eh? Okay, good.
Oh, Tesco Express.
Tesco Expresso. Okay.
I guess that's like the Walmart in the UK.
Oh, okay. This is yours, by the way. Take it away, Ted. Ask him about peanuts.
Oh, it's very good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jack.
Who is that?
Jack, I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of peanuts for
for a movie.
Okay.
So I bought peanuts and popcorn.
Right.
And I got into sort of an argument with somebody. It was a misunderstanding, and he destroyed all the peanuts.
Right.
So what is the warranty on items purchased in the store? Like, how, if I have an accident with the stuff I buy, is it insured in any way?
No, not at all, no.
Okay, what happened was, is, you know, everyone was, it was an outdoor film.
Uh-huh.
So I had a cinema outdoors in a park. And I started passing out bags of peanuts to everybody who was there so they could enjoy it while the film was going.
Uh-huh.
And this one bearded, angry gentleman, when I handed him a bag, he said, "Why are you giving me peanuts?" And it was a misunderstanding. He thought I was offering him my peanuts. My penis. And I said, "No, it's peanuts." And then he proceeded to take every bag that I had and break them over my head.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing I can do to help you, Fred. I'm sorry about that.
Do you think I have a case against him?
I've no idea. It's not my area of expertise. Thank you very much. Now, bye-bye.
Jerk. Oh, that sucks. What a jerk, that guy. I think he's a jerk.
No legal. No legal advice.
Not in that country, apparently. You're scared.
Oh, my God. Marine Corps Drive Suite 137.
Marine Corps.
The House of Brutus.
I saw that. That sounds good. That sounds good. Do you have the ability to call Guam? I don't. I don't think I... No, I don't, actually.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Etu Brute.
Etu Brute.
Etu. There we go.
You know, he didn't really say that.
I know.
Yeah, he just... He pointed at him. And that was it.
You want to talk to Brutus?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling House Brutus. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you touching it? Hello? Sir? Brutus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, great. What are you serving tonight? What is on the menu? What is the deal?
For tonight's special?
Yes.
Well, we currently don't have a dinner special, sir.
Oh. What do you got going on today, period? What's going on? What's on the menu? What do you recommend? Do you do takeout? May I make an order?
Do you feel like fish, salad?
Salad? Fish vegetable. Salad? I'll go for a fish salad. That sounds good. Do you do sandwiches?
Salmon.
Do you do sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Please stop. Sir, 1-2, hello, check. 1-2, thank you. Checking modulation. You do sandwiches, right?
Modulation, okay.
Great. Modulation's okay. You do, what kind of, do you have tuna sandwich?
No, you're not there, I'm sorry.
Do you have a fish sandwich of any kind?
No.
Oh my God, you guys are so fucking boring, dude. Seriously. Recommend something I can order. What, I got a meatball sub?
No, sir. I'm sorry, we don't have that. We have a yakiniku salad.
A what?
It's called a shogun sandwich. We use yakiniku beef.
Well, yakawu? Is that like Kobe beef or what?
I think he said he used his Japanese penis.
Oh, I see. I see. I see. You make the holes with that, like in the donuts. Okay. Put me down for two of those yakimoko beefs.
Alright, sir.
No. Does it come with the... do you have any au jus? You have au jus. Can you give me like two large servings of au jus, please?
All right.
You got that
and
down.
A bowl of dishwater.
And a bowl of dishwater.
Okay.
Okay. Now please read that back to me. Post haste.
You want two large servings of au jus with your two shogun sandwiches. With the yakiniku beef and a large serving of dishwater.
Sounds about right, yes, sir. Now, do you have Pepsi or Coke products there?
We have Pepsi products.
God damn it! No, 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 no. I don't drink Pepsi. I don't recognize Pepsi. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm only going to drink Coke. So, what can you do for me, though? Let's change it. Come on.
Sir?
Work with me. Work with me.
Do you use Palmolive or Joy with dishwater?
We use Joy.
What's that noise back there?
That would be the coffee machine, sir.
Can I talk to the coffee machine, please?
I'm sorry, the coffee machine's busy right now.
Who's running the coffee machine, then? Was that you?
That would be Grace.
Grace, please.
I'm sorry, who am I asking speaking, sir?
This is Jack Masterson. Yeah.
Name, sir?
Jack Masterson, please. Grace, please. Hello, Grace. 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 Hello, Grace. Grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen. Good finish, Ted. Good finish.
Grace. She passed away 30 years ago.
Grace is dead.
And you're calling out to Brito's Grace speaking. How may I help you?
Grace.
Huh.
Let's talk.
Coffee
machine. What's going on with it?
The coffee machine?
Tell me about the coffee machine.
Is it Kaz?
Yes. You see him talking on the phone with me. Why are you running the coffee machine when he's trying to have an important conversation? Talk to me about that. Tell me where you got the idea to do that, where you thought that'd be okay.
Oh, because I'm making coffee.
Yeah, but we're talking on the phone. You know what I hear? I don't like that. I don't need that when I'm on the phone. The next time you see someone on the phone, you ask, is that person on the phone with you? If they say yes, you say, okay, I need to use the coffee machine. Can you ask to put them on hold, or you come back and make the coffee later? And you go to the customer and say, I'm sorry, there's someone on the phone, and we don't make the coffee machine noise when someone is on the phone because it could be important. It could be the governor of Guam. You never know. So this is a point of personal improvement for you, Grace, and I hope that you take it into consideration because all it takes is a little bit of confidence and pride in what you do on a daily basis there at work, and you're going to make us the best out there. So what did we learn today? What did we learn today? We don't do what?
I have a dream. I have a dream where Grace no longer makes noise with the coffee machine.
I'm going to kick you guys' ass.
I have a dream where Grace no longer makes big swishing noise on the damn phone when
I'm... You know what? Call you back later. Thank you very much.
What a good sport, that girl. That was great. She was great.
Oh, we have IP, House Chinese...
seafood restaurant.
IP.
Yo, P.
You are
up in your seafood.
Give him a call. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's do exactly that.
Yes.
PC load letter.
PC load letter? What the fuck?
Yep.
One day I take this machine, I kick the shit out of it.
Chinese restaurant? I'm very busy.
Hello? Hello?
Is this a House Chinese seafood restaurant?
Oh, yeah, this is a VIP House restaurant, yes.
Oh, VIP.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What can I do for you?
I thought it was IP, you know?
The VIP.
No, you don't get it, do you?
This is a VIP house restaurant.
Okay. You've made your point. Your point is...
No, what can I do for you?
Why does it sound like you're now talking inside of a drum?
Yes, I'm sorry right now.
Are you in the bathroom?
What the fuck?
No.
You're in the bathroom.
No, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm in the bathroom, that's why. What can I do for you?
What are you doing in there? Okay, I need to talk to you about the food that I need to bring. So you said that, okay, so you said that you needed about 6 pounds of rice?
What are you talking about?
Well, your morning delivery of fresh vegetables and rice.
Where are you talking about?
I'm calling from the supply store in Tumon.
Did anybody order that?
Okay, well, let me go over the order, okay? Maybe you'll recognize it.
What's the first thing?
Okay, so the first thing in the order was bok choy.
I don't get it. What about? No. Hello?
Yeah?
No. I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe you could hear me better if you weren't in the echoey bathroom.
What is that?
Okay, so one order of bok choy. Okay. One order of white rice.
No, who's this suburban you are?
I'm from the House of Brutus.
House of Brutus?
Yeah, we're a restaurant supply store.
Well, this is a VIP house. We order something from you?
Yes.
Who order?
A Miss Wing Chang.
Wing Chang?
Uh-huh. She said she's from the VIP house Chinese seafood restaurant.
When did you talk or see?
Are you done using the bathroom yet?
You're just talking to me. You don't ask me what I'm doing now, okay?
It's just very hard to hear you.
Okay. Let me get that out, okay?
Where are you now?
Okay, see. Okay, one moment. Who's the order? When did they order?
Did you flush or what?
Okay, you just answer the question.
Okay, what is the question?
Who's ordered this?
Somebody called from VIP.
When?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. At about 5 p.m., somebody placed an order for fresh vegetables and rice.
Fresh vegetables and rice?
Is the problem that it's fresh? I could let it wilt and rot for a while and then bring it.
I think that's misunderstanding, okay? 5 o'clock, VIP house, nobody will order that because the VIP house closed at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a great time to place the order at the end of the day when you figure out what
no,
you
because
have
nobody ordered. I am the one controller, so I didn't
okay.
order, so I don't know what I was talking
I'm
about.
I'm very busy.
I'm very busy too.
No, I'm busier than you. I have so much to do. I mean, I'm very busy.
Yeah, but you are the one call, right?
She sounded so much like, you know, Sean Ward does that voice, the chocolate thing. Sounded
yeah.
just like that. You have chocolate? You ever heard him do that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
One, two, no,
she was,
no,
like,
no.
totally in the shit.
She was. It sounded good for, like, a second. She's like, okay, hang on. And it came in normal, and then it started again. I don't know what the hell she was doing. She's taking a big...
Like, this real tiny bathroom right next to the stove or something.
She was dropping a big deuce. She's going to town. Chinatown.
There was this ad for a South Park episode that was pretty gross.
Right.
So the guy was saying something like, oh, I'm taking the biggest shit of my life. And it's like he's rising off of the toilet.
Are you serious?
Oh,
wow.
So disgusting.
God damn. I haven't seen that show in years. Like 3 years now, I think. No, two. 2 years since I've watched South Park on TV. It's just...
We got more Guam numbers.
We got more. We got the Hunter's Inn spot.
Oh, yeah. Just one more.
Yeah.
Does anybody in the TeamSpeak want to say anything?
TeamSpeak, say something, TeamSpeak, right away.
I don't know if they can hear us.
I don't know either.
I don't know if they can hear us.
Bass said TeamSpeak, and that's it. I don't know.
Bass said TeamSpeak, and that's it. I don't know.
I hear myself. Well, that's great. Let me put myself on mute. Yeah. Nice. Very classy of you, Baz. Okay. And Meebo's work. God, and nothing works tonight. Nothing. If you're going to reach me on instant messenger, you can do so at Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Messenger. And that's it. Ted, are you on any of those messengers? I never get to talk to you online. It looks like it's so hard to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, yeah. Benny asked me the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am using AIM again, and okay. My nick is TedWeb.
Cool. I'll add you post-haste. Excellent. We've got a bunch of requests of pranks from Thursday we never got to. Let me tell you what they are. We got a gentleman who does cell phone repair for Verizon, and he's got a phone number for a hot and young, sexy girl named May, and apparently she has pictures of her, of herself naked in the cell phone, and she plays with another girl named Vanessa, apparently. They have some kind of relationship going on. She gave me her phone number. Or he gave me her phone number. Let's see what else here. This guy is actually, he takes cell phones that he's repairing, and he looks through them to look for pictures and stuff like that.
Oh, that's creepy.
I know, right? He's got Adam. Adam has a bunch of cute pics of his sexy young girlfriend, Bethany, on his cell phone, and he likes to fish and hunt and has pics of a four-wheeler, a red truck, and fish that he's caught. Wow. One of his friends from his mailbox is Delano. That's interesting.
Man, that's pretty redneck.
Yeah, no, huh? Del. The name Del. That is a redneck name, Delano. Anyway, that's from Mr. Ripley, he calls himself. I'll try to call those later. I've got an idea for that. What else do we got here? We got Dr. Babcock sent us a call request as well here. It's interesting. Let's see what this is. A prostitute named Pam. Her name is Cherokee. Her prostitute name is Cherokee. And, I'm sorry here. Okay, his friend named Ron, who's been seeing a prostitute named Cherokee, and apparently has also been messing around with a gay guy named Jamie. Oh, that's kind of weird. You hear all that? There's like...
Uh-oh, the feds are coming.
Yeah, they're coming for me. Those cops are going up and down.
Damn, what'd you do?
I don't know, man. The cops are just back
and forth. My street is actually strangely quiet tonight.
Is it really?
Because I'm, like, near a hospital and a fire station, so I always hear this stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm near a hospital and a fire station, too. And the police station isn't that far away either, so we get a lot of those. Okay, well, we'll call one of those later. What else do we have now? What's going on? You got the Elite Bakery in Guam.
Guam.
Or the Hunter's Inn spot. What do you think, Ted? Do you want to call one of those?
I'll call the Elite Bakery.
All right. The Elite Bakery coming up.
Jack Masterson call?
Sure.
Elite Bakery, good evening. Hello.
Good evening. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. How
Hello.
Are you? How are you? Good evening. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you hear me now?
Huh?
I had a penis in my mouth. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, it's true. Can you speak a little bit more louder? Okay, so what do you want now, sir? You want a bread? You want to order a cake? Do you want to order a cake? This is Elite Bakery.
Yes, I would like to order a cake, please. Sir?
So,
I want one kind
of cake you are going to order?
I want one cake machine, please, that will feed 16 children.
16 children?
Yes.
12 by 16.
How many inches
that's
you got?
For 20.
20?
Huh?
20? Okay, fine, that one. Do it. You got your...
When do you want to have the cake, sir?
Oh.
Hard to bridge.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow!
How come this is not so clear? So, what time tomorrow?
What time do you open?
We open 6 o'clock, but the earliest bread that can, cake that can be picked up is 10:30.
Okay, put me down for that. Okay.
Huh?
Yes, that. Yes, good.
Do you want the time?
Yes, 10:30, yes.
Okay, and your name, sir?
John Kimball.
John Kimball?
Yes, that one.
Oh,
Wow.
It's like the movie. Name of the movie, John Kimball.
What's so funny about that? Why is
phone number?
Why does everybody say that?
Yeah, because this is the very known star in the movie. This name.
My name is John Kimball.
So what is your phone number, sir?
Well, my name has been John Kimball for the last 22 years, sir.
Okay, so what is your contact phone number?
671.
671.
647.
647. Oh, so 671 is the area code, right? 647.
Very good.
647, and what's the last three numbers?
God damn it.
8 9 0 7 0.
Oh,
647 894.
That's fine.
Okay, what's the size of the cake you want to order? 8 by 12, which is good for 15 slices.
Okay, fine.
And 12 by 16.
Okay.
20 slices. Huh?
The first one you said.
8 by 12.
Yes. God, you're so slow, old man.
Oh, so you want the 12 by 16?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
And what's the flavor of the cake?
They have chocolate...
Mr. Kimball, I have to go to the bathroom.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
What's the flavor of the cake, sir?
Do you have vanilla, chocolate? What do you have? Do you have marble?
Yeah, we have marble, we have chocolate, we have pineapple, we have strawberry.
Pineapple? You have pineapple. You have pineapple. That's like the movie. You have pineapple like the movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I think you're not serious in ordering it.
Chocolate and vanilla. Chocolate vanilla, please.
Huh?
Chocolate vanilla. Oh.
What's the
chocolate is...
Just make it chocolate, buddy, okay?
We have the chocolate. We have also the vanilla. Not combination, sir. So you want the vanilla or you want the chocolate?
What about the marble?
Oh, we have also marble. So you want the marble?
That's what I said at the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Marble.
Marble.
This is for a boy or girl, or man or female.
Marble.
No, this cake is for a guy or for a female.
It's for the marble.
You should see I put up new lasers to keep the bad people away.
On the top of the tower.
I am asking you the because of the color of the cake, the flavor... I have already the flavor, the marble, but the color of the cake, if you see female, it should be like pink, yellow, and red. But if you see a guy, a man, it should be blue, green, or yellow, like something like that.
Well, you're making assumptions about the color. Maybe he's a boy who likes pink.
Yeah, for real, man. You're like so behind the times.
I mean, God. My son happens to like pink.
Sir,
is that okay?
Could you just come over and make the order, sir?
No, I can't. It costs gasoline, my
How
car...
How come there's like an interruption of this order?
That's my son on the line. It's his sweet 16.
Yeah, I like the colors brown and yellow.
But he's a boy who likes
there's
pink.
There's no brown, sir. There's all green, blue, and yellow. We have that.
What about pink?
What if you mix yellow and black?
We don't have black, we don't have brown. Sorry for that.
Joe, you can make brown by mixing yellow and
no,
black.
No, we are not making that color, sir.
Where is it, yellow and green?
Or otherwise, you would have to come and talk to the decorator.
Hey, sir.
Talk to the designer.
Can you take the green and take the yellow out and make blue?
Oh, sorry, I understand this.
Can you make blue?
So, finally, what color you like? You want the blue?
Pink.
Green, a yellow?
Pink.
Okay, I want half the cake blue and the other half green.
Oh, no, I cannot accept this order. So if there is any color in the cake, you have to come because they need to pass it. And you have to talk to the decorator.
You have to accept the order,
but,
sir.
We can only accept regular order of the cake.
Okay, so let's go. Listen. Go with pink.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I cannot understand you, so you have to call me.
Pink.
Pink.
I'm sorry about this. Pink. Oh, he's sorry. He's sorry about everything, that guy. Jeez. Moron.
John Kimball likes the movie.
He's like, does like the movie. Kind of dumbass.
That was great.
I got all upset. Why does everyone always say that?
It's a very popular name. I think it is.
He must listen to PCU.
Yeah. I hope Nunu can hear this one.
Oh, man. He's asleep. He left. It's like 6 in the morning. 7 in the morning where he's at.
I think everybody's like gone to bed or something.
Yeah, we have like 8 listeners. Wow. But hey, all the podcasters will get to hear this and they'll be happy.
There you go. New Madhouse Live podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's behind the times, too. It needs to be updated. Oh, man.
You know what I can't stand? I can't stand this Audible stuff. There's another one of these. It's kind of like iTunes, but not. Audible is like another one of these DRM protected.
Audible.com? Don't they do the audiobooks?
Yeah, but they also, like, shows that are on NPR, you can get them from there, too, for, like, 99 cents of an episode.
Okay,
that's like, archive shows. But then you can't... It's so weird. It's like, these shows are normally available as MP3s downloadable from NPR, but then when you get them from Audible, they're copyrighted.
Well, what's the point? If you can get them for free for download...
But it's like weird. How can you make something that was never copyrighted?
Copyrighted. Yeah, all of a sudden it's copyrighted under their jurisdiction. They try to get away with things like that, man. That sucks. Damn.
You hear about that lady who got sued for $222,000?
Yeah, and she's going for it. She says she doesn't care. She's not gonna pay it. She says she's gonna fight it, right? She's trying to fight it. She's trying to stick up. But I heard her appeal fell through even still. Something weird happened with that. I can't believe they're really going to go through with that. $220,000 for, I think it was like 9 or 10 or 11 songs. Something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's total BS.
Have you seen the list of songs that it was that she had? It was some really bad songs, too. It's pretty sad if she ends up having to pay for that type of music.
I heard that it was, they were going after her for 12 songs, but that they have evidence that she has shared many more than that at some point.
You gotta turn off your sharing, everybody, when you're gonna get music. Turn off your sharing. Don't share. Just leech. That's all you can do. Let the people who want to share.
I never had any good experience with BitTorrent. Like, I never get a decent download speed.
Really? You're using your router. You gotta make sure your ports are open. You gotta forward your, your virtual server. I used to have that problem, and I just fixed that up. You know, I got my port forwarding correct, and works like a breeze. I download a whole, like, what I do, like, recently, like, yesterday I went online and I went to, I looked for compilations. Like, there's one artist I like Bob Marley. A few weeks ago I went online and I put in Bob Marley and I came up with, like, every single Bob Marley recording that there was in one torrent, and I downloaded them all sitting on my hard drive now, and in my iPod. I got every single Bob Marley song you can think of. I did the same with Pink Floyd. I got every single Pink Floyd album. Even the live stuff, all of them. Tons and tons of music. Good stuff, man. That's what it's good for.
Firewall, because for some reason, I'm using the just regular BitTorrent client.
Yeah.
Like, my CPU usage goes up to, like, 80%, and I only get, like, 1 kilobyte download.
Yeah.
I don't know what that should be all about.
You gotta adjust your share ratio. Like, when you're downloading, bring it down. And just, you know, I usually seed my torrents for a day after I've downloaded it. Like, I'll seed it for a day, and that's it.
You give that a try.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was trying to get, I ended up, because it's not available for sale anymore. It's like an older version of a game.
Okay.
But, so I just wanted to download it, but then I couldn't. And so I found somebody on eBay who had, like, old shrink wrap copy or whatever. But.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I don't know. Do you still have to pay? See, these things don't make a whole lot of sense. Like, would you be expected to pay for a game, for example, that was no longer published, like no longer available?
In theory, no. But you're not. There's no one's going to go after you, because I know for a fact now the NES games and stuff like that. For a while, it was okay because they were no longer being sold at retail. Nintendo was no longer selling the NES ROMs. So you were, it was actually legal for a little while to actually own, you know, to download them again, because no one was losing any money. But Nintendo, with their Wii, they are actually hosting, you can actually pay for those older games now. So I believe they'll go after you now. But yeah, no, something, once it's off the market, you're able to, like, I know Dreamcast, the Dreamcast games for Sega, yeah, you're not supposed to sell, you know, download it illegally, but no one's going to go after you because the people who are making money would in theory be losing the money from you not, you know, whatever, getting them their sales, they would go after you. They don't, no longer exist. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, yeah, I have, you know what I've done myself on torrents? Like, right now, I'll tell you the truth. Let me look at my list. I'm planning a computer for my living room, a Media Center PC. Mm-hmm. And I already own, I have, like, a controller, a USB joypad, and everything like that. And what I'm going to throw on this PC, I'm going to make it so I can listen to internet radio, I can watch DVDs in my living room on my TV. And I've got, like, emulated games, emulators. I've got, like, the arcade set, which is, like, all the old arcade games from, like, the 80s and the early 90s. I've got all of those I can play. I can play any NES, regular, you know, old NES, Super NES, Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis, 32X, Sega Saturn, and there's the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance. I've got all those games. Neo Geo, I've got all those games also. I can actually play any of those titles at any time on my computer now. I'm making it so I'll be able to do that, you know, in the living room. It's going to be kind of cool. I'm kind of excited about that.
I had a friend who did that with, like, bought an arcade console shell.
Mm-hmm.
And put a big monitor inside of it and a computer just with a bunch of emulators.
Oh, cool.
And hooked it up to, like, the, you know, the arcade-style joysticks on the...
On the board itself. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I've got all the Atari 2600 games, too. There's tons of them, man, just tons. And they all suck. I remember playing those when they first came out, you know, like when I was a kid. I was born in 79, so... And I was, like, 5 years old towards the tail end of that era. And I remember playing a lot of those. I remember having fun playing them then, but now it's like, oh, God. You know, you get, like, you know, 12 colors maximum and stuff. It's really... There weren't much to the games back then, but people just love them, man. Interesting. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I mean, it's, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning here. It's, what, midnight over there where you're at, or 11 o'clock over there?
Yeah, it's 11, but I got other stuff I could do.
Yeah, me too. It's been fun. Thanks for joining in, Ted. You're the man.
Yeah, I'll be in the TeamSpeak still.
Cool. I'll go to that right now. See ya.
All right,
Ted, everybody.
He's like, nobody listening really tonight. But that's good. It's good to have fun, huh? Thank you all for listening. I made a promise here. I was going to do a pre-call for Weed Man. Hey, what's up, man? We're doing a call for Weed Man. I'm trying to get Milkman available. Milkman, if you're there, say something, man. Milkman. He's hard at work. Anyway. Let me do one more prank call before I go. This one's for Weed Man. This is for Bob Smith. Just one moment.
I don't think they're going to answer. I don't think we have a prank call. Oh, man. Sorry, Weed Man, we tried. Sorry it took so long to try, too. My bad. One more ring. And that's that. All right, we're going to try calling... Adam.
To place a call, press 1.
Okay, I will.
Listen, please enter the 10-digit phone number you...
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this? This phone is a goddamn joke.
What do you care, you motherfucker? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I bet you... Who are you?
What are you going to do about it?
I bet you don't let me find out who it is.
I apologize, man.
I'm not enjoying.
Hi, Tuck.
Your call has been forwarded to a voice messaging.
We outed him.
Okay, we're gonna try to call Patty now. Good to hear from you, Tuck. You sound good.
Oh, good.
No good.
Please don't beat my ass. I'm sorry, man. I'm just.
Could you be
who the fuck is it?
I'm a little crazy. I'm sorry. I'm.
Tell me who the fuck is it. I can fix your goddamn problem.
Listen. I need meds.
You need what?
I need meds. I'm really sorry, man. I'm
who
really
the
sorry.
Fuck is it?
Fuck you.
You motherfucking prick.
That's a good call. Let's wreck loot everybody. Ooh, that reminds me. I got stuff to play. This is Patty who lost her job recently. Why is it beeping like that? Hello, is Patty there? Hey, Patty, can you speak up a little bit for me, please, babe? Hello? This is Bruce with Human Resources at Lordco. How are you doing? Can you speak up, please, for me just a little bit, please? Did I wake you? This is Bruce at Lordco, Human Resources at Lordco. How are you doing? Patty, you got your job back. It's all a big misunderstanding. Congratulations. Can you speak up, Patty? You know what? The deal's off the table. You're fired again. Get out. Deal's off the table. You can't speak up. How am I going to put you in the phones? Huh? How am I going to put you in the phones?
I lost my job.
Come on. Speak like a man. Come on. Put some ballast in that. Come on. Get some juice behind that. Come on. Patty. You know, speak loud so you can speak over me. Come on, do it now.
I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is.
How much do you weigh? Ma'am? She's gone. That was stupid.
You wanker.
Is now being traced by AT&T security.
Didn't really go anywhere, did it?
No, it didn't, Tuck. No. Maybe you could do better than that, huh? Why don't you call in, tough guy? Yee. I don't have any more numbers.
I could call, but I suck.
You suck? No, you don't, Tuck. When's the new... Well, when's the new Tuck cast coming
no.
out, man?
Yeah.
When's the new Tuck cast?
Probably, When I get stuff together, I might do some kind of live version over the TED Web Network.
Good. You know,
and then put it on podcast. Whatever I can salvage from that.
No, good. Tuck. This is my favorite moment right here of the Tuck Show, of the Tuck Cast. I'm gonna play it real quick for you. Ready to hear that? Okay. Good.
All right.
There we go. Let me get that ready. I'm kidding, Tuck. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm in a goofy mood, man. Sorry about that. Lucy Bowles. Okay, let's listen to him. Tuck, I want you to hear. I'm dedicating this one to you, man. This one is for you. This next prank call. You ready to hear this? This is a call from last time.
All right.
Last live show I did. This is Tuck. This is called the. Did you hear the stool? Did you hear the stool sample calls, man? Did you get to hear those last time?
Wow. I can't recall.
Dial up.
Off my head.
Dial up is gay. All right, hang on. Let's listen.
I'm a male nurse.
Is he expecting you? Who?
No, I'm. Dr. Nargis told me to give him a call with these instructions.
But his doctor is not Dr. Whoever you said.
It's the specialist, ma'am. His physician forwarded the information on to Dr. Nargis and made the determination of what was going on. He just wanted to give him a therapy plan. He needs to practice at home. And he just write
okay, hold
place,
on.
Please.
Hold on. Okay. Won't be right.
Hurry it up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. Did you have a pen and paper?
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to leave a message for with the instructions for the therapy plan he needs to
yes, but someone said hurry it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The quality assurance thing. Yeah, that we had something that we were supposed to, for the quality of your service, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breakfast, as much fiber as possible, preferably oatmeals and greens. What kind of greens do you make, if any?
All.
Do you like
cabbage,
collards,
string beans, the works.
Collards and turnip greens and spinach greens.
Yeah, I do all of those.
Okay.
Broccoli, the works.
And he needs to eat as many oranges as possible.
Okay.
Okay, now what this is going to do is going to be like a natural colonic for his system. Okay, now he needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Got it.
Okay, so do you have the instructions there for the stool sample collection?
Do I have any? Did his doctor give him any?
Well, I'm not certain, so I'm making sure. I mean, if he didn't mention to me, mention it to you, perhaps I should.
No, he hasn't mentioned this to me, or that someone would be calling it. That's just not natural that he wouldn't mention this. That's why I'm asking all of these questions.
And it's very simple. All he has to do, he's supposed to have carrots. Do you have any carrots there now, or
yes.
Get them? The long kind, not the baby carrots, the long ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all he does, after he has a bowel movement, he's going to take a carrot and shove it up as far up into his asshole as possible, and then put it in a bag and write the date on the bag. You got that?
Hello?
Yes, did you get that?
No, maybe you need to do that.
Well, that's his responsibility, not
mine. No, it's my responsibility to tell you to do that, because this is this call is not a natural call, just go to hell.
Ma'am, don't speak to me like that, please. I'm a professional.
You don't sound it.
I'm a licensed male nurse.
Yes, okay. I believe it, too.
Well, I mean, I'm a smart person, and I command a bit of respect in this society.
Excuse me?
I command a bit of respect.
Well, I command a bit also, and I say that you can go to hell. Now, did you hear that?
Again.
Did you hear that commandment?
Do you know?
Go to hell.
Do you know what the Bible says about?
Can you hear me?
Do you listen to Jesus?
Do you listen to him?
I sure am.
No, you don't.
Dr. Nargis is a beautiful Catholic.
Good for him.
And I am ordained through the body and blood of Christ to give you these instructions.
Good for him.
About the stool sample, ma'am. So I expect you wrote them down, because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this conversation.
Go to hell.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Okay, that was great, Tuck. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that, man?
I do remember that now. Pretty good one.
That was a fun time, Tuck. We had a great time with that. I mean, you remember me and you, we laughed and laughed and laughed. That was so fun. Yeah. Anyway, that continues on. There's a part two to that, even. It continues. This is stool sample part two.
Is that the one with Bubba?
This is the one with Bubba. This is the part with Bubba right here. Watch this.
Hello?
Ms. Coons?
Yes.
Did you write all that down?
Did I write all
And my favorite part of this, you know, I tell her, you know, you got to do a stool sample. You got to shove a carrot up your husband's ass. Ha, ha, ha. Later on, she thinks that I'm tracing the call for her from the phone company, and I ask her, if she did it, and it's funny. You'll see what I mean.
What down?
All the instructions.
Yeah, and I had this call trace also.
How do you have a trace? Come on.
Excuse me?
Did you turn on your tracing machine?
Well, tell me this. What is it that you want? What kind of nutcase are you?
I'm giving you important instructions about...
You know what? I don't want your important instructions. I do not want them. So you take your instructions and give it to somebody else.
Okay,
or
ma'am.
Cram them up your behalf.
You want to know the truth?
No, I do not, because you can't even tell me anything that's true.
I'm telling you,
goodbye,
after,
asshole.
Ma'am. Oh, man, I was going to tell her the truth.
Here comes Ted, everybody.
That's a good number.
Phone company, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, this is the phone company. How may I help you?
Yes, someone has called here. This is the second time.
So just to make sure you know, we stayed on the line. We didn't go anywhere. She picked back up and thought she was tracing the call. And I tell her I'm with the phone company. So here she thinks, I don't know how she didn't understand by the fact that the voice was the same, but she thinks I'm with the phone company getting ready to trace this caller for her. And listen to the way I trace the call. It's genius. Genius.
Well, saying stupid things. And I was told to dial Starson to have the call traced.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and trace that now. Can you hold, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's coming back negative, ma'am. Did you insert the carrot all the way up into the anus and then extract it?
Go to hell.
I love you, lady. I love
you. You are one son of a bitch.
Excuse me, identify yourselves. I'm tapping into the line.
Go to hell.
Excuse me, this is Bubba Johnson. I'm the operator from what's going on this line right here.
And that's Ted right there, of course, breaking in as the operator. Getting ready to tap the whole situation. Getting down to business, Ted, as always. Good work, Ted. I'm trusting that you can hear this right now.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. All right. And this is the conclusion, the wacky conclusion, which is...
Asshole.
This is almost 9 minutes long, and I commend Ted on doing a great job with this. Here we go.
Hello, you're calling back from Trace.
Hello?
Good evening. This is Bubba from...
Yeah.
I was just breaking in on the line there. I won't charge you for the break. Normally it's 50 cents when we trace a call and break in on the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking notes here. I noticed that you received about 3 calls this evening from a number. What is it? Yes. So what is the content of the calls? What was going on?
The person asked to speak to my husband, and he said he was a male nurse, and he wanted to give instructions to him.
A male nurse. I threw that around like, I'm a male nurse. Like, oh, okay. All right, I'm an LMN, a licensed male nurse. Like, that's an occupation right there, male nurse.
And he heard some doctor.
Like a wet nurse or something like that.
Or something, told him to call. Because he is...
I'm sorry. Can you slow down? I'm typing this in. Hold on.
Hold on.
You said he was a male nurse.
Yes.
You called your husband, and then what did he tell your husband?
And you are from where now?
I'm a line technician.
Okay. And the person said that they needed to give him some doctor's instructions about what is it that he could do. So that his pressure would go down, and they gave
him... His blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't know about this. I haven't heard him say anything about that. And he continued and gave me instructions, and on the end he said, now, do you have a carrot? Do you know about the collecting a stool a sample? And I said, what kind of stool is a sample? And he said, well, you need...
This sounds like kid stuff. This sounds like kids pulling the jokes on you.
Well, it wasn't a kid. It wasn't a kid. This was an adult. A crazy adult. Mm-hmm. And he said, take a carrot and stick it all the way up his ass.
His what?
You heard what
now,
I... Huh?
I can't write that, though.
Well, that's what they say. You said right, you're from Baton.
I can't say harassing. What would you call it?
I call it harassing.
Harassing, okay.
That's what I call it. You said you were a technician, a line technician?
Yeah, I got to take notes because they're going to trace it back to who called you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send somebody out to his house tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first time.
Okay, now hold on. All right, I got this filled in. Okay, so what was you going to say before I cut you off? I'm sorry.
I was going to tell you that this is not the first time. It happened about a month ago also. And I was able to apprehend a couple of numbers. And I called the phone company, and I was given, I was told to dial the star, and they would trace the call.
I understand that. All right. Okay, what I need you to do, and I can finish up with you here. All right, I got all the notes down, got your phone number. Now, how many calls did you say it was? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Because three is the limit, you know.
What do you mean three is the limit?
Oh, if someone calls you more than three times,
mm-hmm.
then it's considered, you know, something we can do some about that.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Well, why did...
No, okay.
When I dialed... Excuse me. Let me tell you this. When I dialed the star... I was told to call a number, 1-800, and that I could do that at business hours. And I never knew that.
She was told to call a 1-800. That's it. That's all she called it. I was told to call a 1-800.
She was going to come into on the line.
Yeah, I can interrupt the line.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just making sure that you're not.
Next time this happens. Okay, so next time it happens, if he calls back,
mm-hmm.
What I need you to do
mm-hmm.
with your phone, okay, I need you to dial the following sequence of numbers. First you got a pen?
Yeah, well, hold on a minute.
All right.
Where's my pen? Hold on a minute here.
Okay. You gotta be ready to take notes.
Hurry up. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this is the number you got to call.
Okay.
Right, it hits star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 4, 6,
mm-hmm.
2,
mm-hmm.
2,
mm-hmm.
3,
mm-hmm.
4, 6, 2, 2,
3,
mm-hmm.
0, 0,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. That's 66. My fault.
And you're a line technician?
No, I don't tell you how to do your. I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine.
Now,
thank
who
you.
Are you talking to? And you're a line technician? And you're going to talk to a customer this way?
Look, let me just give you the number. Okay, just let me give you the number.
Okay, and I'm listening for the number.
I love Ted almost cracking up and not necessarily cracking up. We got very close to very good control there, Ted. You actually added to the humor in that by almost cracking up. You could hear the voice. Let me just give you the number. It sounded like you're like losing it back there, like a black man just losing it.
You're the one that messed up.
I ain't been on the job that long, okay? Cut me some slack.
You ain't been on the job that long. Cut you some slack.
She's one to talk. Like, she's correcting you for saying ain't. After all the stuff she said harassive, which obviously isn't a word. She calls toll-free numbers 1-800s, and she's made several other mistakes in her whole vernacular here. And she's she's giving you shit because you said ain't. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, lady. There ain't no word, nigga.
You work for... what is your name?
My name is Cletus. I work for...
Okay. Cletus,
okay,
and you work
just
for...
Just start over. Stop, you know. I'm trying to help you here, and you're just finding fault with everything I do.
No, I'm not either. I'm finding fault with your talking to a customer this way. Normally, a person or anybody connected with a phone system would not talk to a customer the way that you're talking.
Hmm. All right, I'll take that as a point of personal improvement.
Well, I don't care how you take it. I'm a customer, and and if you're working for the company, you're working for the company.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did I say that
was so bad? I don't understand.
Well, you was giving me a number, and you didn't know the number yourself. So I'm questioning whether or not you are actually a worker or that fool that called me.
Now, I can give it a number to call.
Mm-hmm.
That fool. Okay, if he calls back. Let's just go back to that.
Okay, and what is your supervisor's name?
Okay, my supervisor's name is Jack Stevens.
Okay, and his number?
All right. Get it on, I got it on the paper here. Okay, it's 877.
Okay. Thank you very much, but I will deal with the company and your person if this is correct. I'll deal with them. But
I just give you the number to call already and stop?
No, I don't want the number to call. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But why you got to be disrespecting me like this?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And right here, just to explain what's going on, she keeps hanging up and picking it right back up, dialing *57 real quickly, and thinking she's tracing the call, not knowing that we're still on the line. So me and Ted here will laugh and talk, and she's not paying attention. She'll talk
you
in the background.
You have been reprimanded.
Yeah, well, she thinks she's tracing every time, so here it is, tracing, and I'm telling her I'm with Sprint. And the beeps you hear, that's me beeping out Sprint, and I'm beeping out the names of the companies to protect Cotton, a black people named Cotton. That's great. Hang on. You know that's a slave name, man. You know that's not their name from Africa. I'm just saying. Anyway, here's the conclusion. Again, we're still on the line, me and Ted, and she's picking right up thinking that she's tracing us.
I didn't know what is going on. That person was... Because any two times you're talking to, it didn't sound like it.
This is Jack.
Hello? Hello?
This is Jack.
Jack who?
Jack Masterson.
You work with...
Yes, sir.
What?
How can I help you?
Well, I want to speak to a manager.
Do you have an extension or the name, please?
No, I don't. I want to speak to... It doesn't matter, any manager.
What's your routing number?
What's my routing number?
I need the number to route you to.
Okay, I don't have one.
And what is your name?
And that's it. That's the conclusion. That's as far as we got with them. So that is wow. I think we made a total of 6-7 calls to that house all together in 2 weeks. That was the last one. We haven't talked to them since. That's Adolphus Cotton, who talked to Reclute originally about his big black gun. Yeah. Gotta love that, man. Gotta love that. I've got like a second wind here. I know Ted and Tucker around. Is there anybody else who's listening right now who's able to... I mean, I'm talking here on TeamSpeak. Anybody else who's interacting still? Make yourself known right now, please.
Make yourself known right now, please.
Okay, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Wise Fool's here. We got Pez,
oh, Pez Boy.
Pez Boy's here. We got Venison, maybe he's coming in.
Yeah, I'm listening to a high-speed chase.
Venison is listening to a high-speed chase. Is that live, Venison? Is that a live high-speed chase? Venison.
Yeah. Listening to the police scanner right now. Cool as hell.
Oh, dude, can you put that on? I'd like to hear a live chase, man. Let us know about that. Come on, let us hear that, man. That's breaking news here. Milkman, play the breaking news, please. Live chase. Where's Venison live? Oregon?
Well, no. No, I'm up here in New Jersey. The thing is, they broke it off in the town next door, went up there and took it up. But about almost immediately afterwards, the guy got into an accident, so they nabbed him.
Ah, damn it, it's over. We missed that. Damn it. I love police chases, man. I haven't seen a good live police chase on TV in like 8 years. The last one I saw here in Orlando, the guy, it was Christmas time, and he got upset at his wife over the shopping, and he got in the SUV, and he started driving down. And he said he was going to commit suicide, and the cops tore off after him because they were trying to get him because he made this big scene in the mall. The cops showed up. He ran away, called 911, said, "I'm going to shoot myself. I got a gun." And then the wife said, "Yeah, he's got a gun in the glove compartment. He could do it." And the cops chased him down, and he pulled over on the side of the major highway that goes right through downtown Orlando. It's like the artery of Orlando as far as traffic is concerned. Traffic stopped going both ways. SWAT teams all covering from the overpass, and the guy shoots himself live on TV on Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve, 2 days before Christmas Day. And that's when I said, you know what? I've given up on local news. I think they're a bunch of shit because they would play something like that live. What's the point of that? The guy shot himself live, man. He killed himself on live TV. It was crazy. It was wicked.
Cool.
Yeah, it was wickedness, man. Wickedness. All because of some, I think it was some kind of stupid argument they said in the end. It was some stupid, dumb argument at the mall. And he got all emotional. He probably had other problems, you know. She's probably touching him bad in bad places and stuff. Women do that. They think, you know, there's such a thing as a man being harassed by a woman. Right, Ted? Ted knows. That can happen, too. That has happened.
They do that to me.
It has happened to me, too. Yeah. It has happened to me. I've been harassed sexually at work before, and I felt uncomfortable. And I brought it up to human resources before. And I urge anybody out there listening, whoever feels uncomfortable or is touched anywhere inside their bathing suit area at work, to let your human resource director know, or your immediate supervisor. If you happen to be molested by your immediate supervisor and your human resource director at the same time, you let me know, and I'll take care of things. That's Carlito at MadhouseLive.com.
Me in my swimsuit area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some lounge. Mm-hmm.
Hey man, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Bill Clinton?
You still remember that song, huh?
Bill Clinton out here. What's up, Brandon Vegas? How you doing, Brandon?
Hey man, this is Bass.
Right. Hey, hey Bass, how you doing, man? That's good to talk to you. Hey.
All right. Yeah, I think I had my microphone unconfigured.
Oh, good. Well, now it's all configured, huh? All
right. A little bit of Monica.
Son of a bitch. All right, we're going to call Big Daddy's... I got my second win here, everybody. My second win is coming. There it is. We're ready to do more show. I'm excited about more prank calls. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get the kick.
Yes. All right.
This is the operator to collect ball from.
This is the next prank call of the night. We're going to be calling here. And Ted, feel free to call back in after I do this one, or anybody else who wants to call in. The toll-free line is open. You can join us here tonight at 888-278-8509. We're just relaxing super late at night, and I'm doing prank calls. I just had some coffee. I'm awake. I'm probably not going to go to sleep till 4 in the morning now. I think I deserve that. I think I deserve it. I had a rough week. Just letting some steam off here. So anyway, we're going to call Big Daddy's Barbecue in Alaska. Apparently, they're still answering.
This is the operator with a collect
a moment,
from
Emily Town.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
Big Daddy Barbecue, everybody.
Big Daddy's, can I help you?
What's going on? You guys still seating tonight, or is it too late?
We serve appetizers after 10.
Oh,
there's
good. Can I get some appetizers to go?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, well, let's get our pen and paper out, and let's all put our thinking caps on and take some orders.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
You can barely hear on this thing. Because the volume's all the way down.
Shut up.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
All right.
Do you have your thinking cap on?
Hit it.
All right. Well, I asked you, do you have your thinking cap on? It's very important.
It's always on.
Oh, super. What kind of appetizer maters do you have?
What kind of appetizer
do you have there in your spaces?
You want meat or nachos?
You got anything fried? Fried.
Anything fried?
Yeah.
With French fries?
Oh, shit. You
toothpicks are good. It's like onions and jalapenos fried, deep fried.
Well, do you fry them in canola oil or what exactly?
No.
Can you find out?
The fat stuff.
Oh, the good
the
stuff.
Lard.
Oh, God. Yes, I love it. I love the lard. Can I get some of that in a cup, please, also on the side?
We fry it in whale blubber.
Do you have any gristle?
What?
Do you have any gristle?
Gristle? I'm sure we can scrounge some up.
No, I would like a gristle and cheese sandwich.
Are you kidding me?
No, can you ask? Do you have any steak gristle, anything like that?
That's gross. No.
No, seriously, a gristle and cheese sandwich with mayonnaise, and I'll have, and some French fries. Do you have adobo?
A what?
Adobo.
Adobo?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a spice called adobo.
No.
What about Old Bay? They have Old Bay or anything you could put on the French fries?
No.
Like a Cajun type of seasoning. I mean, it would just go great. But I really want that gristle and cheese sandwich with mayo.
If I could help you, I would, really.
Do you guys have au jus?
Yes.
You have au jus?
Yes, but not after 10.
But you got some in the fridge, right?
I don't know. It's usually buried under all the stuff that they put away.
But you know when you have...
Yeah, you should get, if you like gristle, you should get burnt ends and french fries.
Okay, another thing. You know what I love? You know when you leave a big thing of au jus sauce or gravy in the fridge and it separates the fat to the top?
Uh-huh.
You get that hockey puck of fat?
Gross.
I eat that like an ice cream sandwich.
Are you like 800 pounds?
I'm 428 pounds.
428? Oh my god.
The last time I weighed, that was about 5 days ago with Dr. Nargis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I really get you?
I asked you for a gristle sandwich, my babe.
We can't do that.
How about your
410, we'll hook you up.
How about your phone number, baby?
No, that's not available either.
How about I call and make dirty noises on the phone?
You're such an asshole.
Like this.
I just realized who this is.
Who?
Who is this?
Oh, my God. You don't know who this is. Tell me who it
is.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who are you?
You know who I am. Come on.
Does your name start with an N and end with an N?
Yes.
You're such an asshole.
Oh my god, I'm so crazy tonight. I'm smoking and drinking.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. Don't tell anybody.
I'm hanging up on you now.
Alright, you cunt. Bye. You fucking cunt.
You're on dialing me, Nathan.
I hate you.
Hold on.
Cunt.
Hello?
She's a cunt.
Hey! Hello?
She's a fucking cunt.
Excuse me?
You're all fucking cunts.
I don't know who that is, but he's calling us an effing C word.
You're the effing C word.
I won't talk to somebody.
I love my job.
Oh, shit. That went everywhere.
That was awesome.
The hell was that all about?
Good job.
I'm sorry about the C word.
Good job.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry any ladies funny. Are listening. Oh, shit. She took it so bad at the end.
Fuck that cunt.
Oh, my God. Who did she think of as Nathan? I was like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, even like Nathan called us cunts. Uh-oh. That's her right there. This is from Canada. Why are Canadians calling so expensive? I'm going to make this quick.
Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm on the air.
Who's this?
Jack from Canada.
Hey, what's going on, Canada?
What are you guys doing?
Bill Canada, what's going on?
Getting high?
Yeah, probably. You're in BC, huh? You got the good bud, right?
Yeah, we got the good bud out here in BC.
You got the kind bud.
You called Patty my sister, man.
Oh, yeah?
You're supposed to be a bitch.
Yeah, is that who we talk to?
It's weed, man.
What's up? All right, well, Canada, this is an expensive call for me because you're calling from another country. So,
oh, okay.
But thank you for sending that in. She was talking too low, so I had to make it quick.
Yeah, that's too bad. You got to keep trying her, though, man.
I will.
She is like the bitch.
All right. Well,
right. She got fired for being a bitch.
She was horseplaying, horsing around, right?
No, she wasn't horseplaying. She was being a bitch because other people were horseplaying because they were joking about kicking each other in the nuts, and
yeah.
She got offensive over it.
Oh, well, too bad, right?
Yeah.
She probably has some nuts herself, doesn't she?
Well, she was like total bitch. Like, they were just waiting for her to get canned.
Hey, man,
like,
hey, man, listen. Just between me and you, did you ever see your sister naked?
Like, maybe when I was a baby.
Really? That's cool.
That
man.
Was a long time ago, but not recently.
I'm an only child, so I don't know how it would be. Like, I don't understand.
No,
that.
Man.
Like, wouldn't it be cool?
I didn't do shit like that.
It wouldn't be cool to do that. Like, look at her naked. You're thinking about it. You laugh because you're thinking about it.
You want to know if I see my sister naked lately?
No, well, yeah. When's the last time you saw her naked, you think?
I don't know. 40 years ago?
Wow.
30 years ago?
You're that old?
We were babies. Yeah, I'm 44. She's like 6 years younger than me.
You sound like you're 10.
I sound like I'm 10.
All right. Hey,
44. Hey. We just went through that argument tonight. They don't believe I'm in 60. I was born in 63.
Oh, jeez.
I still got color in my hair, and I'm still in pretty good shape.
Well, you got that going for you. Look, all right, Canada, I got to go. Well, thanks for calling
okay,
me, man. Take care.
Hey,
take care
thanks for answering the call, and thanks for calling.
No problem.
But you got to keep calling her.
We will, man.
Okay.
We'll keep fighting the fight, man. All right.
Okay.
Bye, Canada. That's sweet,
hey,
man, everybody.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye. There's Canada. Canada, everybody. Canada man on the line. What a goof that guy. Drunk off his ass, and it's...
Hey, he totally says like he's 20.
he's 40-something. That guy ain't 40-something. Ain't no 40-something-year-olds in Canada, man. They all migrate somewhere else. Woosah. Okay.
Hey, on a semi-related note, I got a question for you.
What's that?
A moral question for you.
Yes.
And I bring up... I bang across this question once before on my show, and I got some real interesting answers.
Okay.
There was a Star Trek episode where, you know, due to a transporter screw-up, you know, somebody away team, Chief O'Brien's wife,
mm-hmm.
Basically got turned into little kids.
Oh, Keiko,
so basically, yes. Chief O'Brien's wife, being a 35-year-old...
They took over the ship, and yeah, I remember that. I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, if your wife, you know, is still your wife, it's her mind and everything else, she's still a 30-year-old or something plus woman, but she now has a 12-year-old body, what would you do?
I don't know. That's still... I don't know. I mean, she was changed back. She technically didn't go back in age. You didn't go back... We don't have any going back in time. And this, she's the same age, she's just of a smaller appendage. It's a whole age thing. No, I don't know, but that'd be kind of freaky, right? Because it'd be a kid. Wow. What if it was your best guy friend, and what if his brain got implanted into a very hot woman? Let's say whoever the most attractive woman is out there to you, if they implanted her brain into her, would you be able to bang her? I mean, it's the brain of your best guy friend. But it's the body of an extremely hot woman. Let's say, pick any woman. If you're into Angelina Jolie, pick her. But with your best guy friend's brain, would you be in violation? Would that be gay? It's a woman. The body's a woman. I need to close the blinds here. Speak. Come on. Round table. Let's go. Snappy.
Oh, my God.
What's the question?
The body is a woman, but the brain is of your best friend who was a man.
Right. Ted, let's say they take, we take Tuck here, and we take Tuck's brain out of his body, and we put it inside, hot woman. Who's a hot woman these days? I don't know. I'm engaged. I don't look at women anymore. Let's say, is anybody here into Christina Aguilera? I don't know. Is that a hot woman? What's a hot woman these days? I don't know. I don't keep in touch with that kind of thing.
Neither do I.
Ted's not attracted to women. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, let's say Carmen
I'm
Electra.
Married, so I'm...
Carmen Electra. Let's say we're going to put Tuck's brand inside Carmen Electra.
Carmen's looking kind of played. Carmen's played out, man.
All right, Denise Richards. I don't know. I heard she porked up. I heard Denise Richards had porked up a lot lately.
This is a hard one. I don't know. I guess we have to go to. Let's just say that it's a beautiful Eastern, not Eastern.
Let's say it's your wife.
Northern European woman.
Okay. Let's say your wife. Let's say we put Tuck's brain inside your wife's body. So it's Tuck mentally, but physically it's a woman just like your wife. And if you had relations with it, what would it be? Would you be in violation of the straight man code? I don't know. That's a very and it's something that is possible in our lifetime, everybody. Don't deny it. it might be possible in our lifetime that could be happened. You could have your brain implanted in someone else's body.
That sex is physical. I think the physical attributes would apply and not be crossing the homo barrier.
Well, I mean, but it's mental for a woman.
I don't know. I mean, well, I think attraction is multifaceted. It's not only what the person looks like. It's also what they say and how they move and, you know, body language. So Tuck is unlikely to have correct female body language if his brain was transplanted in a female body.
I don't know. It's a
like he may sit like with his legs spread out with a bag of chips on his chest, you know?
I can't believe you're even entertaining the thought, Ted. I'm kinda disappointed in you. This was a test the whole time. You didn't realize. Ted is outed. All right. Who else do we have to call you?
Don't even ask me. My brain just blue screened on that question.
That's a kind of fucked up question. I'm kidding, guys. We don't need to know. That's private information.
It's a whole can of worms.
Yeah, it's a whole can of worms.
Now, we know that you're planning something with.
Well, you came up with
the
whole question, but it's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got the Flying Machine Restaurant here that I can call. We also have Charlie's Angels, Howdy Doody's Tavern, Alice's Restaurant. Hey, isn't there a song about Alice's Restaurant? You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. I don't want to do that. I want to call Japan.
Arlo Guthrie.
That's right. It gets played every Thanksgiving, huh? That's right. Let me call Alice's Restaurant then and complain about that. I don't appreciate that song. Every Thanksgiving, I gotta hear that stupid song.
The whistles go woo.
Hello?
Hello, the whistles go woo. Is this Alice's Restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Can we talk about something, please, you and me, seriously, right now? Do you have a pen and paper handy? Fucking bitch. You know, this might not be a good idea. Any thoughts on that, Ted? Overtooken?
Too fat.
I know. Cocaine. Is it cocaine or cocaine?
What?
How does cocaine talk? Well, how do you pronounce that cocaine? Is that cocaine or cocaine?
Place a call.
Shut up.
How do you pronounce it, cocaine? Are you even talking? Does anybody know? What's your suggestion? What do you think, Tuck? How do you pronounce that? K-O-K-A-N-N-E. Cocani?
Cocani.
Cocani.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
It's the name of a Canadian beer.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Cocaine.
You guys having fun over there talking in baby talk like Adam Sandler? Adam Sandler is over here. Little baby Adam Sandler's.
You
like a chocolate?
Oh man, who did that?
Some pretty good beer.
Who? All right, now let's take it easy here. You guys are starting to turn into milkmen. Give me a moment here. I got to settle the phone here. Just a moment. You people entertain the people with some banter about something. Come on, you got take the floor for a minute here. Go ahead, take it away.
You would like my penis.
I gotta call Walmart. We need to start doing their conference calls again. That's good.
Yeah. We're gonna make some changes up in here.
We're gonna make some changes up in here. God damn it! That shit was great.
Now look at here.
Now we're gonna have some changes here. Dun, 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 dun.
Your phone is ringing.
It's the same fucking Canadian faggot who won't stop calling. Son of a bitch. I hate
Kansas
that guy.
Kansas for fags.
I'm trying to get so I can block his number because he keeps calling like a psycho bitch now. I'm in Union Bay, British Columbia. My phone number is 250-335. I'll give it out, motherfucker. You don't stop calling. You had your one call. You call once. That's all you get. One call. That's all you get. You're lucky I gave you your one call. You stop calling me now. Right now. You old bastard.
Uno el call-o, Canadino-o.
You keep calling. I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do?
Talking. What?
Here's an announcement. Ted, play the announcement, please. Announcement music, if you could, please. Thank you. Carlito has just blocked the province of British Columbia from calling in, all because of that guy Weedman. I just clicked add right now. I have blocked the province of British Columbia, and just like that, his phone call dropped.
Damn.
So if anybody, all our listeners from the great province of British Columbia have Weedman now to thank for being a dick and not stop calling over and over and over again when I told you get your one shot. So what happened now? Now we had to shut out British Columbia, the closest thing that we have to Amsterdam in North America. Now it's gone from the show. Why? We have Weedman to thank. Thank you, Weedman, everybody. Let's a good round of applause for Weedman for ruining it for British Columbia and Madhouse from now on, forever. They're eternally banned.
That will make all the other regions think.
That'll make all of you listening, Ottawa. What are the other regions? British Columbia, we already talked about them. Newfoundland. Give me some more.
Alberta,
that's right. Quebec.
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. I said Newfoundland.
Saskatchewan.
See, they're all coming out now. Report and pay attention to what I say, Canada.
Ontario.
Yukon. You don't have anything to do with Newfoundland.
The Yukon Territory. All of you listen here. You're all included in this warning. If you continue your assaults on me, calling me consistently, I will ban the entire country of Canada from this show.
So I'm in Washington State. That's a little too close to comfort for me.
You're kind of touching it. You're a Canada toucher.
Make a preemptive block.
We're going to take out Montana while we're at it.
I got a survey result for you.
Survey result coming in. Go ahead. What is that survey result?
In answer to your question of if you implanted your best friend's brain, a male friend's brain, into the hottest woman in the world's body, would you still fuck her? The resounding answer was, oh, hell no.
Oh, wow. Really? So it's a resounding no.
From about 15 people.
That is very loud, what I just did. Wow, well, there you go. Resounding no, everybody. Now, what about the other way around? What if it was the woman's brain and your best guy friend's body? Would you do it? What do you think, Brandon? What do you think, Tuck? What would you do? Tuck doesn't even answer. I'm kidding. All right, so yeah, like I said, we just banned British Columbia from calling into the show for the next 10 days. Baz says they should stay on their side of the border. Very good, Baz. Good point, man. Baz gets a golden star for the night on 98.6.
98.6.
The mouth.
And a gold star for Baz. Right there. Enjoy your gold star, man. Congratulations.
Woohoo. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. Okay. Well, continuing on, we have more people to call, more things to do.
Good job.
Very good, very good, sir. We got the Yellow Brick Road and Pub. The Yellow Brick Road Pub, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Coming up next at you on the mouth. Just one moment, please.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling.
Yellow Brick Road!
Why do you have to yell like that?
What can I get for you?
Why did you yell on the phone on me? What is your name?
My name is Laura McKnighty for you today.
Is there a reason you had to yell on the phone like that? That was very loud. Apologize, please.
Yes.
No, say I am. Say that.
She sounds hot.
I am sorry.
I apologize.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Good girl.
Know.
Good girl. Good girl. Yes, my girl. You say it like I said. Take down my order for a hamburger machine, please.
We don't have hamburgers here.
What do you have then in your machine?
Huh?
What do you have in your machine?
We don't have anything.
You don't serve any food there at the pub?
No sweetie, we're a bar.
Okay, can I get a beer to go then?
No, I'm sorry.
You stupid bitch.
Say, I am.
I am.
Somebody.
Somebody. Oh, man. I didn't have to call her a stupid bitch, you know. That was Ted's idea. He sent me an I am. Call those stupid bitches.
I slip and fall. Now I can't get up.
You all slipped. I fell. I can't get up. My bad.
I got my life called break.
My bad. I fell down. Oh, man. I'm going to call Walmart and tell them that I slipped and I fell and I can't get up. I'm getting back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Now I'm in there.
I'll be right back with that.
Tear up.
Tear shit up, dog.
Came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split.
I meant to change my voice.
And I can't get up.
Great.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Let me help you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm calling on my cell phone. I'm on the aisle where the plungers are at. And I've slipped and I've fallen. I can't get up.
Where the plungers are at?
Yes.
So, you're in Hardware?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll get a manager over there.
Well, can I talk to the manager first, please?
Okay, but hang on.
All right. That makes sense. This guy wants to talk to you.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
This guy wants to talk to you. He said he fell down. He's on the floor now. Talk to him.
Hello? Oh, shit.
Yo, man, I fell down and I can't get up.
Yo, I slip, I fall. I can't get up, dog.
And I can't get up. I got my life called bracelet, so come pick me up.
I'm gonna ask if it's the plunger department manager. Is this the plunger department?
Yo, man, I got my plunger all stuck up in the toilet.
It's in the toilet. Toilet.
Toilet.
The toilet. How you clean this toilet here? Never mind, there's a... I work...
You know, it's really messed up.
What's that?
The way that I learned how to mispronounce every word in the English language was because I went to a really bad grade school.
That's funny.
This is Terry. Can I help you?
Terry, are you the manager?
Uh-huh.
Terry, I got a problem with my toilet. And I went to get a plunger at the plunger aisle. Are you the plunger department manager, or am I talking to plunger?
I am the assistant manager of the store.
Of the plungers. Okay. I dropped the plunger. The plunger got stuck to the flow. Okay, you know when that happens? The plunger got stuck to the flow.
Okay.
It's a tile flow. I pulled up on the plunger. The plunger wouldn't come up. I pulled and I pulled. And the plunger piece stayed on the floor, and the stick came out of the plunger. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You did what?
I slip and I fall, and now I can't get up. And I'm going to get back on my feet so I can tear this shit up. Lest you people come over here and take care of this problem.
I'll be there.
I want you to stay on the line. And take me on the phone over there.
I cannot do that. The phone does not reach from electronics clear to Hardware.
Well, you have a cordless phone.
No, I do not.
You don't have a cordless phone at Walmart?
I do not have a cordless phone.
I just looked at a cordless phone, a Uniden cordless phone for $10.99. And what was that? Connect that cordless phone up to the phone machine.
Now this bitch won't call anybody to pick me up. Slip, fall, can't get up.
I said slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. I can't.
Falling. I can't get up. This bitch won't call
I'm
nobody to pick me up.
And I can't get up.
Oh shit! That brings me back.
Let's try to listen while she don't say it on the line. Cause I'm listening to you, lady.
Now look here. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I can't get up.
I'm falling.
My feet don't fail me
now. I can't shit up.
I've fallen. You should play that for her. Seriously, dude.
Send me a link.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're going to be here all night waiting on this lady, bitch. Okay, now while I'm holding, I'm going to...
You know, when I was...
What was that?
I was like 11 years old, and I had my dad's video camera.
Yes.
Me and my best friend Leroy filmed like spoofs on the live call commercial where she's like, I've fallen and I can't get up. He was like, he would just hang around the corner, like we'd film him like hiding on the corner with a baseball bat, and I would hobble up gingerly with a fake cane, and he would slam the baseball bat into my chest, and we'd be like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's funny. Oh, you know, man. I'm trying to get a hold of her
humor,
near the line.
I still have that on video.
I'm trying to get a hold of her back on the other line here until I've been waiting for too long on hold. Yeah, I'm holding on the other line. I'm on the red line right now. And I'm still holding. Why is that?
My name is John Blackman.
This is John Blackman. This is Rufus Washington. This is Rotisserie Wallace. That's my name.
Rotisserie. Rotisserie Wallace, hell.
My name is Fire Grill.
Fire Grill Marshall.
My name is Marshall Fire Grill.
Walmart. Hello, who is this?
This is CSM Bruce.
This is Marshall Wallace. I'm holding on the other line, and no one's come back on the line yet.
Okay, what are you holding for?
Well, I said that I don't call for the plunger department, and I was speaking to the plunger lady. Where is plunger woman now?
We have a guy over in hardware.
Well, let me speak to him.
Just one moment.
All right. They hung up on the other end. Motherfucker.
Jack?
Motherfucker.
They hung up?
On the other end they did.
Yes?
Yes, hello. I'm still holding on the other line for the man in hardware.
How can I help you?
Yes, hello. Is this the hardware manager?
Hardware manager isn't in.
Oh, who am I speaking with?
I'm Ron.
Mr. Ron, I don't put a plunger on the tile floor. You know what I'm saying?
Tell you what, I just been over there.
Well, no. You
place the call. Press.
You listen to me. Who is this on the line right now?
Press 2.
Hello, sir.
I hung up on your end.
Are you hanging up on me?
I didn't hang up on you.
Who was that who just on the line right now talking?
I have no idea.
Explain yourself. What is your name is?
My name is Ron.
My name is Earthquake Wallace.
Okay, Earthquake?
Earthquake Wallace. No, I don't put a plunger down on the floor, on the tile floor. Now, I didn't say I was up in there right now. I said I fell down in my house. You understand what I'm saying?
You fell down in your house.
You see, I was talking to this lady, and I told her, look, I don't put the plunger on the floor, and it got stuck to the floor. And I pulled up on the plunger, and the wood stick don't come out, and I've fallen, and I can't get up. Now, when I get back on my feet, I'm going to go tear shit up. And I got a wooden stick already, motherfucker.
Listen,
now, I done been sharpening this stick on the ground.
On the feet, so tear shit up. Listen,
you listen to me, sir.
Listen to me. You are threatening me over the phone.
I did not threaten you over the phone. You
just said I'm slipping. Falling. Tear shit up.
I said, that, when did I say? I have, sir, I have this. I have this under control. You understand? I never said I was coming down to your establishment. I said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to be mad. I got a stick in my hand. I done hit my woman twice already.
Are you enjoying this, sir? Are you enjoying calling Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning and pranking us?
Are you enjoying ruining the American economy?
As far as I know, we're helping it.
Oh, you're helping it with your low prices and your Walmart tax, huh?
Are you the one who called up the other night wanting the Ludacris CDs, too?
No. How'd you find out, man? Did you trace my number?
Oh man,
don't tell my mom. Oh shit. Oh man, don't tell my mom.
I tell you what, Don't call again.
Don't tell my mom. Please don't tell my mom. Stupid ass.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
That's what she said. Not that. Now, Venison, I understand, has a new response to the survey, a new answer to the survey. Go ahead, Venison. Is Venison even here? Fuck. That fucker. Why is Ted on mute? Did I mute Ted? Ted's unmuted. I don't know why that happened. That was kind of fun, Ted. You missed a good prank call. I need a cricket sound effect for
Ted. Why am
like
I muted?
I don't know how you got muted. I think I assumed you were Milkman. I don't know. That was kind of fun. That was kind of fun. Love messing with Walmart. Love talking to them. Good people at Walmart. And their Walmart tax. I'm going to call it a show right now because it's 3:12 and I'm tired. I finally lost my second wind. It's over. Thank you guys for being on. Ted, Baz, Cocaine, Pez Boy, Tuck, Wise Fool, everybody else is listening live. Wherever you're listening to us right now, I thank you all. We're going to call it a show. It's over. Thank you guys, as I said. It's been good having you on, especially you, Ted. You really came through tonight. You're the man.
Yeah, man.
And Lonesome Loser, of course.
Thanks for doing the show.
Can't forget the loser of the lonesome. And good luck with the new PCU.
Yes. Thank you, again. Lonesome.
So the PCU server is going to be changing again then, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, God, man. People will follow. People will follow.
It's going to move because I think KDK is taking his... KDK is going to turn his stream into Fart Steam Radio, I think.
Fart Steam Radio. I like that. It's cool, man. That's cool. Fart Steam. That's not steamy, though. That's not a steamy one. That's more steamy.
That's more like Campbell's Chunky.
Yeah. We gotta find a steamy one here for him. Yeah. There's not much steam in these farts.
Yummy.
Yeah. This is my favorite one, though. That's got the bowl action right there.
See, that one sounds like someone lost a couple organs.
someone
lost. See a doctor if you sound like that.
Someone lost about 8 foot of intestine in that one right there. This just came right out.
It left a kidney in there.
Ugh, God, man. That must have looked nice in that bowl. All right, folks, we're out of here. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I don't know. I'm wondering. Oh.
No, go ahead, Ted. No, continue, please.
All right, later, man. Thanks.
Ted's going to say something. Yeah, say something, Ted.
Revolution?
I'm curious about, like, whether people really care about PCU anymore. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I think KDK turned a lot of people off to it with his attitude. But I'm not going to talk bad about the guy. But I think that's partly with what happened. It was just a constant.
Yeah, I was. It just seems like it's lost a lot of momentum.
Yeah. Maybe
a lot of steam.
Yeah. Oh, the fart steam is somewhere else now. The steam has been diverted to the fart steam.
Maybe all it needs is a new coat of paint and just some normal... I don't know, though. Does that mean KDK won't do shows anymore? I don't think that means that. I don't know.
I would think he'd still do a show. I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't been around for a while on that with him, but I would expect that he would want to do a show on your stream still. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to alienate himself completely. I don't know. Who knows what's going on in his head? Maybe he thinks this is a new start. Maybe he just wants to do his own thing altogether. Get out of prank calls or something. I don't know. I haven't listened to him. I can't gauge your response.
He told me something about that. He said that he thinks that people like it better when I run PCU than when he runs it, and that it would be better if I ran it.
Okay. Might be. I seem to hear that from his side. Like, I've heard him make that statement before, like, in the like months and years, like a year ago he said that once before. It was, you know, when you first came around again and were running the rotation, it seemed like a positive thing, he said himself. So, I don't know. I really get the feeling he just wants to do his own thing. And I think he's really into the punk rock thing lately. He's got a lot of the music, and I think he just wants to kind of do his own... He's trying to get more listeners away. I think he believes that he can get more listeners doing stand-up comedy and punk rock for an internet radio stream. That might be the key. I think he's found a niche there, or a niche.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there are many. Let me look in Shoutcast right now. How many punk rock? Oh man, I am so gassy. Let me see how many punk rock. If I put in punk in Shoutcast Radio, let's see here. Let's get a total here. And hey, more luck to him, man. I mean, I don't hold any grudges. I'm not angry over the whole way he treated me. We just parted ways, you know. Just wasn't working anymore. It's fine. We're okay. We're still doing the show. I'm not one to care about how many people listen. I've been doing this show for like 9-10 people all night tonight, and that's fine with me. I don't mind. Actually, technically, right now we have 13 listeners.
Yeah.
Not bad for 3:17 in the morning to have 13 listeners. It's not bad at all. This will all be on the podcast.
Yeah, pretty good for 3:17.
Yep. All right, so if I put P-U-N-K, and I hit go, and it's searching. There's quite a few stations here, actually. Wow. There's one station that has 1,342 listeners, yeah. There's a punk station called Idabi Radio, has 1,342 listeners. Wow. There's not too many stations. There's a lot of punk stations here. Or a lot of them that have, like, their genre states as punk. We got a caller. This is the Milkman joining in again.
Oh, Milkman. Ask him how the Rascal Scooters are Milkman. Coming together.
You're back on the air, Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Come on.
Hey, man, I know TalkShoe crapped up. Hello, Milkman. Milkman.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. I know TalkShoe locked up again, man.
Huh?
I heard TalkShoe locked up again.
I can't hear you.
Oh, God damn it. TalkShoe is not working. You haven't been able to listen to it.
When I call back, you tell me I'm locked out of the conference now.
Yeah,
I can hear you all the way up until 12:48. At 12:48, I lost the signal, and then I tried to call back. You tell me that the conference is locked.
Yeah, happened to us too, man. Over here, all of a sudden, it said, "Oh, you've been locked."
I was trying to answer you when you were talking to me, but you didn't unmute me. So,
man, what is that noise?
Huh?
What is that noise?
Oh, that's the walkie-talkie.
Oh, really? Can you make a call out on the walkie-talkie? Can you make a call out on the walkie-talkie? Jesus, God, Milkman sucks, dude.
I'm sure he'll call in a second. Sean Ward. Sean Ward is checking in. Sean Ward, very late. A very late Sean Ward.
Sean Ward? Wow.
Yeah, he just signed up. Let me invite
Cameron?
Him to call in if he's not too late for him. I don't think he's listening. He just signed in right now. Not to put him on the spot. Yeah, we'll see if he calls in. If not, we might end the show anyway. I wonder what he's been up to. Oh, he's in a hotel in Halliburton. Halliburton is evil.
Halliburton?
Where's Halliburton? Halliburton is evil. Well, he's not listening.
Near Dick Cheney.
Yeah, he can't call in. That's fine. Well, thank you, Sean Ward, for being around, dude.
I'm nice sorry, time. Dark Cheney.
He says, not the company, the town. 1L. Okay, cool. All right, well, that's Sean Ward, everybody. The crazy Sean Ward, seanward.net, is in the house. That's
Yay.
It. Yay, we're done. Unless you guys have any other bright ideas or topics to talk about?
I discovered PCU was with Sean Ward.
Yep, Sean Ward is a talented guy, man. He's a good dude. We've got a bunch of numbers for Walmarts, but I'm kind of burnt out on Walmart already. So, yeah, I call it a show. Good night, everybody. Good night. We'll be here Thursday night.
Yay.
Revolution,
man. Revolution right here.
Oh shit, I took the bomb.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.